B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the cuz.
Go, cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Ray, rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Morning, everybody. Oh, God. Oh, let's get right to it. A healthy Joel Embiid, I think they win. I'm sorry. A healthy Joel Embiid, you know, not even the thumb, but like if he plays and he's right and he's healthy, I think they win. Without him, it's like we thought, they don't have a chance without him. They can't sustain enough without him to win. He is the sun. And if the sun flames out, there's no life on the planets. And that's the bottom line. There's no life. They can't match up physically. Harden, as we see, and that's a whole other story, as far as the future is concerned, but Harden can't take over a game. There was a moment early where you thought, okay, maybe he can have that. Maybe he can take over the game. He couldn't take over the game. The only one who could take over a game is Maxey, but that's it, right? And if you have Maxey and Tobias, who play well again and help pick them up, but they got no help from anybody else. Danny Green couldn't put it in to the ocean. He's on the brink of the water. He couldn't get it in there. He missed so many key shots. Those first two games, he missed how many wide open shots? He's got to knock them down. Niang, I don't know what. Listen, we've talked at length and ad nauseum about their lack of athleticism and the fact that George Niang has to play all those minutes, and is that key of a player for them off the bench speaks volumes. But against an athletic team, he fouls out in 10 minutes. That's absurd. Like, that's absurd. That's incredibly bad basketball. He fouls out in 10 minutes. They need him. Thibault's unplayable. You can't even play him. Horrible. Again, he was horrible. The basketball is a hot potato. He's not playing well defensively. He's unplayable. You can't even put him in a game. Shake Milton can't play, but you got to play him. Korkmaz, like you got excited because Korkmaz gave you a few. And he's overmatched. Come on. You can't rely on him. And then the center position is a joke. I mean, Paul Reed, God bless him, you know, he just doesn't know the game. He doesn't have a feel for the game yet. He's still raw. Maybe in a couple of years he could do something. But I'll be honest with you. Without Embiid, I don't know how you even, you know, how you parcel the minutes. Because I would go Tobias at the five. But, you know, go small ball even more. But even that's just, you don't have enough. He's tried it. It's a shame. Like, you look at this thing, and then I look at Miami, and I go, all right, well, they're good, but they're not a one seed that is Shaq and Kobe. One seed. It's a shame, because if Embiid's healthy, and this is where I feel pissed off at the gods. If Embiid's healthy, they could win. Now, he's going to play tomorrow. I think he's going to play tomorrow night. All right? He's going to give it a go. And, you know, maybe you win, and then, you know, you take another one, and next thing you know, you got momentum. I mean, that's it. That's my only hope. Now, there's a counter argument to getting excited, because you still got to win 4 or 5. And that's increased. That's really, really difficult, right? Not only that, and I'm going to put it out there because I wouldn't be real with you guys if I didn't put it out there, but you're going to get him. How effective is he going to be with the mask on? You know, when he sits a while, there's a rhythm. Why he had such a great year was he was playing. There was a rhythm to it. You know, even if he plays well tomorrow night, I'm going to worry about Sunday. How does he react if they're not playing? And, you know, quick turnaround. It's just, it looks scary. I feel upset because if he was healthy, I think they win the series. I do. Now, I'm not telling you it's sweep or anything like it, but come on. If Embiid is healthy and playing the way we know he can play, that makes everybody else better. You don't have to worry about DeAndre Jordan or Paul Reed or any of that stuff. You don't have to worry about it as far as playing real minutes. You know, everything changes the way they defend you. You just become such a better team, such a different team. And they're built with Embiid, right? So they're built slow, they're built methodical, and without them, you know, you don't have those athletes to combat it. You really don't. And then you're playing an athletic team, which exacerbates the whole thing. I'll tell you, it was so frustrating these first two games. So I had a scare. Thank God everything's good. Health thing, and everything's fine. I think I got a herniated disc and a pinched nerve, so it's a very pain. You know, you guys know. Anyway, so I missed the last 2 days, and I'm reacting to Monday and to last night, to Monday night and last night, and I'll be honest with you, I feel like almost brokenhearted as we talk about this thing. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm watching these games, and even the run at the end, in the second quarter that gets him the lead at halftime, you knew it was not sustainable. I mean, and Tobias played his heart out, and the only bright spot of these playoffs to me is Maxey. Because Maxey is a true unstoppable force. And you saw it again last night. I just get excited for the fact that Maxey can take over the game. He is an undersized 2 that can take over a game a la Allen. He is. That's what you can watch him. He's faster than everybody else. They try to keep him from. So you got a piece now that we lucked into. I mean, you're not lucky into, but you didn't expect it to be him to be this good. So that's important, and that's going to keep alive our window. But as far as this series, tall order. The only hope is Joe comes back and, you know, he's himself. And I just don't know if that's going to, how it's going to work out where he, you know, the mask and the little inactivity coming off the concussion. I don't know how that's going to be. Good morning, Chunas.
Hey, good to have you back. I'm sorry, I'll just say now, series is over. I know hope and all that kind of stuff. I have none. Series is over. It ended yesterday. I talked about it yesterday when I was filling in for you, that if they didn't win last night, that the series would be over, because even with a healthy Embiid, I thought this series was going to go 6 or 7 games, right? So I thought they would split in Miami, split in Philadelphia, and then it would be that back and forth games 5, 6, and 7. Embiid comes back. I still think they split in Philadelphia. So now they're down 3-1, heading back to Miami. Series is over, in my opinion. That sucks. Like, I'm depressed.
Yeah, well.
Like you.
Listen, dude. Here's the thing. Let's see what he looks like. Before you throw dirt on him, let's see what the big man looks like. I'm not, listen, do I think, would I bet on it? No, I would not. But there's no sense. There's no sense in having the attitude until you at least you see him play. You see what he looks like.
I would love to not have the attitude, but I can't help myself right now, man. It's Miami. You're right. With Embiid healthy this entire season,
well, I'll be honest with you. I'm supremely unimpressed.
Yeah,
really. I mean, again, you call me crazy. I'm supremely unimpressed. I don't think they're that good.
No, neither do I.
I don't. I don't think they're that. I don't think they're that good. And I think Embiid, the killer is. And here's the other killer. And I touched on it at the start, but the killer is Harden. I mean, the guy's a shell of himself.
Yeah, that really sucks because it freaks you out for next year. Player option, does he pick it up? And you would imagine that he would because it's not like he's going to get some big contract anywhere else after this performance. So you got him next year, $47 million. It'll be one.
And then everybody says, like, well, you know, a full training camp and a full season.
Heal the hamstring.
Okay, you know.
They might be right.
But, you know, he also needs to go on a severe cold change of everything.
Lifestyle.
And become Chris Paul.
Yeah, I mean, you saw he just...
There are times when he just...
He's an old man yesterday.
He looks like, you know what's funny? I know it as someone who loves the game and still messes around with it and looks, you know, and even in your mind, and I wasn't very good, but in your mind, things that you do on the floor, you think you can do, you can't do, let alone right. A player of his caliber, of his athleticism, when you age a little bit, gray a little bit, your body, like you could see, like there's things that he could accomplish 3, 4, 5 years ago that he just can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a struggle from trying to get to the rim every single time. There was the one play in the third quarter when they started making a little bit of a push. And I remember Oladipo, it was isolation. Oladipo was guarding him. And it took Oladipo basically tripping over his own feet for Harden to get past him to score. And I just, like, they showed that replay. Like, oh, wow, what a great move by Harden. I was like, I don't think so. I think Oladipo just, you know, messed up defensively a little bit there. It looks like a struggle for the guy. And it's crazy. I had somebody call in yesterday saying the plan of attack should just be having the ball in Maxey's hand. That might be the correct decision, but they're not going to do that. You're not going to take the ball out of Harden's hand.
No, well, here's the problem. You can't do that. You can't do that because he's really not the point guard.
Right.
So you can't, you got to have him off ball to create. You got to allow him to push when you have a chance to run, but you can't run a half court set where he's your point guard because he's not your point guard. You need your point guard to have the ball in his hands.
Right, but then there was another moment where Harden's dribbling until there's 4 seconds left on the shot clock. By the way, how do you have 2 shot clock violations in 3 possessions? Like that was an absolute mess. It was embarrassing yesterday. Dude,
in key spots.
Yeah.
In key spots.
And you mentioned Danny Green, 1 of 9. So you had an 0 of 7 performance by Nia in game one.
He was 1 of 10, 1 of 9 from 3.
Yeah, 1 of 9 from 3 for Green in game 2, 0 of 7 from Niang in game 1.
We expected them to shoot better, right?
Yeah, I wanted that percentage to increase. And my God.
And think about it. Green, Harden, 2 for 14. I mean... Are you kidding me? Come on.
God forbid they grab an offensive board.
Danny Green is infuriating because I want to like him. Like, I want to be down with him. But you got, dude, how many big shots? Going back to Toronto series.
Yeah.
He had wide open shots. Listen, he played well this series. I'm not going to, go be hypercritical. But he had a couple games where, you got open looks. You got to drain them. Dude, all day. How could you miss those all day?
All day. I mean, that's 2 games in a row where...
And freaking Feible. That kid is useless.
Yeah, I hate him.
He's useless. He gives you nothing.
He's a terrible basketball player. And I'm sorry. I get that people are enamored by his ability to, catch up to the guy that blows past him and get the block from behind every once in a while. I'm tired of him getting blown past by every single time. Every once in a while, he gets the block from behind. I get it. But there was a play.
Dude,
Tyler Herro just blows right by him. And I'm like.
Yeah, he's played horribly defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to give you the baseball analogy, he's the dude in the slump taking it out to the field, right? Or vice versa, right? He's that guy. He's letting his ineffectiveness offensively, he's not only scared of the ball. The ball's a hot potato to him.
Yeah.
He don't want to go near it.
There was a time he was in the corner wide open, and the second he caught it, he looked to pass.
Yeah, I mean, you're done. You know, again, then you're done. And the whole offense just withers because you have a dead spot.
Yeah, you're playing 4-on-5 every single time.
And he becomes unplayable because he has been bad defensively. Like, you need him in this series because of the Heat's perimeter shooting.
Yeah, Tyler Hero. He's supposed to lock him down. He can't do it. He can't lock down. I mean, Hero's blown right past him.
I know he is. And
oh, but he gets blocks from behind. Yeah, occasionally.
Listen.
One out of five times. The other four times are buckets.
Listen, again, it goes to problem. Without Embiid, everybody else gets exposed. Right? The two guys who stepped up have been Maxey and Tobias. Tobias played well again last night.
Yep.
He almost brought him back. He had a couple threes. He had a dribble drive. Like, he's played great basketball,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, what sucks is when they do the small ball five.
And he's playing defensively, too.
But the second they bring Bam back in, I mean,
nobody.
That's
I know.
Not Tobias' fault, you know? Like, It's Bam out of by with a bigger body.
No, because he's actually done a good job on Jimmy Butler at times.
Yeah, he has.
You know, you watch him guard Jimmy, and he's done a decent job. The problem is when you're built to play with Embiid, so you subtract Embiid, and it's a crater. It's a moon crater, is what it is on your team, and you know that, and you're just undermanned. That's the biggest. I mean, truthfully, that's the fact. You're not. You can't compete with that team.
Yep.
We're really in the playoffs. You can't compete without Embiid. Guess what? They lose to Toronto. They got no Embiid.
Yeah. They don't have Embiid on this team, period. They're a play-in team.
Right. Which another reason why it stole MVP thing stupid. Yeah. Because you look at them without him. And again, this is with Maxey. Right? Maxey balling out, playing his ass off. This is with Maxey giving him all kinds of energy. Imagine, we didn't even know. God forbid they make the trade 2 years ago and Maxey's in Houston.
Yeah.
And you have this team without him.
Yeah, we got lucky that the Houston Rockets didn't trade out of spite. We got lucky. Only Thibel went to Brooklyn and not Drummond. That would be nice.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I hear you.
Drummond's a free agent at the end of the year. Thibel's a young player. You're going to stick with Thibel. I know. Just, it sucks.
I hear you, dude. I hear you. Oh, my God. It's upsetting.
Yeah, because, like, you're watching this game, and they're down, like, 10 or 11, right? And even when they make a run, they cut it to single digits. You're not thinking, all right, here it is. No, you're thinking, all right, so when are the Heat going to get, you know, when are they going to go on their run? Because whenever DeAndre Jordan's out there, they're going to score. I know he had a couple buckets early, but he's a turnstile defensively.
No, he stinks.
He's awful.
Stinks. Stop. Stinks.
I mean, that game, it just sucks.
Got nothing.
And now you hope, like you said, hope that you can.
It's why, listen, dude, we all feel the same way. I don't think there's anybody in here that's going to go sprinkle fairy dust. We all understand how grave this situation is. But here's the thing. We still got home court. And there, you know that old adage that the series doesn't start until the home team loses.
Yep.
You still got something to cling to, and I'm going to do it.
I'm happy for you. I'm not clinging.
Well, again, that doesn't mean I'm delusional. It just means, hey, listen, let me just see him with him being on the floor. I get it. What good does it serve you to check out now?
I'm not checked out, but.
Well, I get it. We all see the same thing. It's pretty obvious. Don't annoy me today, dude. I'm still
going,
in serious
I'm
pain.
Going to, I promise. You know what? I found out yesterday that I'm a total D-bag because Tom played the this music. And I was like, wow. Man, that hurts when you're doing the show and this song starts playing. And I was like, wow, I'm a D for doing that to Anthony. So I apologize, man. It's probably my fault that you're in pain. It's the agita.
It's tough.
Yeah. Tough day, man. You might need some lemonade.
I need something a lot stronger than that. Although, I don't know how that's going to mix with my pain meds. Hey, listen, this Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day, and this Saturday is the Kentucky Derby at Parks Racing from the Pennsylvania Horse Racing Association and the Pennsylvania Thoroughbred Horse Association. It's going to be incredible, man. Awesome. Fashionable hats, thrilling horse racing. They go hand in hand Saturday at Parks Racing. What an event, right? The whole family can have a lot of fun with it. Only at Parks Racing in Bensalem, where you can win terrific prices for the best derby hats. Oh, my God, the prizes. You can win terrific prizes for the best derby hats. Incredible. You got five categories, right? The ladies, the gents, the children, the fashionable duo, and the most creative. So this will be fun. You have a whole hat thing. Bring your inner fashionista. It went up to $250 Visa gift card. Gift cards to Chickies and Peach and other great prizes from the Pennsylvania Horse Racing Association. It's Derby time at Parks Racing in Bensalem this Saturday, May 7th. Free family fun for kids of all ages. Gates open 10 a.m. with live racing. Post time 12:05 p.m. All ages welcome. Visit letsgoracing.com. Check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. That's letsgoracing.com. Got to be 21 to place wagers. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. I know. I hear you, brother. But you know what
sucks? You like it or not?
Oh, well, stop, dude. Don't torture me today. Please, have some pity on me today. Already ball breaking starting too early. The freaking postman.
Oh, no.
Oh, I want to shove the mailbag right up his gee-gee. Just admit it. They were better before the trade. First of all, it's revisionist history. Second of all, they were not going to win anything anyway before that trade. I agree. Harden's not a superstar. But at least he's been a credible point guard. All right? I get it. Andre Drummond's not going to make you win this series. He's not. Now, am I broken heart over Harden? Yeah, I am. Because he's nowhere near the player he was. Dude, I watched him earlier in the year drop 38. I watched the freaking game. I watched it, Junis.
I just don't think it's fair to come to that conclusion when you're missing the best player in the NBA.
Exactly. Because guess what? With Harden just playing point and just running point, they beat the Heat.
Like you saw in games 1, 2, 3, and 6 against the Raptors. Unfortunately, game 4 and 5, the whole team looked ugly. With Joel Embiid, again, comma, the best player in the NBA. Any team that loses the best player, their best player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, Luka Doncic, you name it. Any team that loses their best player is going to take a hit. And Embiid's the best player, not only on the Sixers, but potentially in the NBA. He should have won MVP.
Yes.
So I can't come to that conclusion about the trade.
Yes.
Was Seth Curry and
I love everybody can't wait to go, see. I mean, the series isn't even over yet.
I mean, like you just said, they weren't going to win had they not made the trade. Does it suck right now? Yeah, it does. And looking back at it, I go, all right, it's not the guy that I expected. But I still look back at it and I go, I make that trade because Seth Curry and Andre Drummond was not going to win you something. By the way, they got swept in the first round with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as teammates. They got swept in the first
round.
I know the Celtics are red hot, but like.
And by the way, speaking of bad backs, how about your boy?
Yeah.
Want to miss four more? Oh, now he's getting surgery? Really?
From what? Gaming too hard? Like, was the Simo the Savage? Like, is that why he's Simo the Savage?
I thought he had one of those, you know, aerodynamic chairs.
Yeah, maybe not. That confused me. That comes out. For what? Validation? Like, is he getting the surgery on purpose? Like, just to be like, see? This is why I wasn't playing. Are they using the operator game? You know, the little tweezers to do something? Like, what injury? From what? Whatever.
Yeah, well, I could care less about him.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't register today. So I'll ask you. Again, the biggest takeaway, and there's three of them from games one and games two. A, the injury to Embiid is just, it feels like another one of our cursed moments. It feels like the freaking gods tormenting us. I feel tormented right now. I do. I'm sorry. I wish I could come in. Hey, let's go, game three. I feel tormented. I feel like the sports gods are just sticking pins in me.
Yeah, they're doing this.
Yeah, that didn't even help my
electroshock therapy, man. May help you out a little bit.
You kidding me?
I mean, meanwhile, you know, you got the Phillies dropping two to the Rangers.
Oh, dude, like, I don't even, you know,
like,
what? Listen.
Hell, like, what the hell is going on,
listen,
man?
That Rangers team stinks.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You lose two to that team? But even I don't even understand. They get shut down by Martin?
Yeah.
Martin Perez?
Yeah.
Who's a junk left? Did you see the career numbers?
Yeah, he's awful. They got shut down. No. They got shut down from Matt Moore.
I know.
Coming out of the pen. What? Matt Moore. The guy that cried every time he got stepped on the mound here.
Yeah, like you couldn't.
Also, he looks like Cliff Lee. Like, come on, man. What is going on with this team?
It's not good.
What is going on with my life?
Now, sports. Listen, well, that's it. I mean, listen, I'm excited for the draft. I will say that I talked to a guy. Now, I don't know, for whatever this means, and I even hesitate to reiterate the conversation. I talked to a guy in California. Now, Jalen Hurts has been working out. Tom House,
yep.
All right? I talked to a guy in California who said Hurts looks good.
Okay.
No, I you know, that he looks pretty good.
Is he going up against defenses?
No, but, dude, can I have a moment before you light it on fire?
I'm sorry.
I mean, my Lord, right away you're going to light. Just give you one little. I even said I hesitate to bring it up.
Tell me about Dan Marino. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Even you had two Brute. You're another one.
I hope he's.
You got the jerk-off disease.
I hope he's right. Because that changes everything. If he looks, if he's good.
Dude, I don't know. Listen, it's a guy who's plugged in.
Yes.
The guy just tell me, for whatever it's worth, it's just a kernel. I'm not telling you he's going to be in the Pro Bowl. I don't know. I didn't even see it myself. I just told you what the guy told me. I'm passing along the message that may, I don't know, maybe the guy figures it out.
That'd be huge.
That's it. That's all it's meant. It was just meant to pick up your spirits. I was a little nugget.
It is what it is.
A little tiny nugget. Hey, I heard, he goes, oh, your boy's looking good out here.
All right, I like it.
And I went, you know, please God, you know, he becomes a quarterback. You don't have to worry about anything. But whatever. That was just a nugget just to bring, to make you feel better.
You know what? The sports, right God, away, the sports gods will ruin that somehow, too.
But right away, I give you a little tiny thing, and you just go, light it on fire. That's where you're at.
Yep, I'm not in a good place right now.
Yeah,
man.
You just light my, and again, all I'm saying to you is, I get it. The chances of them winning 4 out of 5, you know, slim. 2-0, but you know, can I? I just need this. I need to see Game 3, or else I'm going to light myself on fire.
Oh, we don't.
Would you prefer that?
No, might help your back.
Definitely
a little,
help.
A little heat will feel pretty good,
dude. If I told you the level of pain I'm in right now, oh my own. Let's go to the phone. Talk to our friends, Denzel. Hello, Denz.
Hey, man, what's up?
What's happening, man?
Man, I watched this. I'm going to just say the most frustrating thing. Then I'm going to come back to the game. I watched the game, and I stayed up, and then I watched. Did you watch the Dallas and Suns game afterwards?
No, and I usually do, and I was like, I was so withdrawn and upset, I didn't want anything to do with basketball.
Okay, it's like everybody on their team can shoot.
Yeah.
They got shooters just coming off the, like, I mean, contested.
Yeah.
Like, soon they touch the ball, pocket shot, all across the board. Like, I seen like 33 point shots last night, and it was beautiful. And I was just looking, and I'm going back to our game. I'm like, bro, where are these shooters?
How about,
and,
I mean, Danny Green, you can't, how could you be 1 for 9 from 3? Dude, it's, wait, Denzel, he's wide open. Like, these shots are wide. Say what you want. Like, you know, I know Carter King took over the game, but look where the ball finds Danny Green.
Every time. And it's like you got one job of offense. Like, we don't ask you to pick. We don't ask you to roll. We don't ask you to dribble. We ask you to lay the ball up. Just catch and shoot.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you're supposed to be good at. And it kills me because it's like, I feel like all throughout, and this is just with everything. This is all the holes that we got and everything. It's like you have one goal throughout the season is to prepare for the playoffs. And we've all seen our everywhere where we needed to get better at. The backup center position, the with Dybul needed to progress. And it's like they're not put, he didn't put them in places to win. So towards the end now in his playoffs, you put them in these playoff situations. They're not ready for these playoff situations.
It's right. No Paul Reed. Yeah, I'll tell you, you're right on, Dan. It's like, somebody like Paul Reed, like the one, my one gripe with Doc should have been like, you gotta grow this kid. Cause I get why he's, you know, not wanting to play now, right? Cause he is all over the place, but maybe you grow him a little bit if you play him during a regular season, like make that a point.
Right. And the last, I got a few more, but the last thing I'm going to say is I'm not impressed with this team either. Like, with Embiid there, like, Bam Adebayo really gets what he wants. When they sold over
exactly. And that makes the whole offense for Miami. If Embiid's in the game, they're not doing that.
Right. They have that pick and roll that they cannot run. That's their last option, is that pick and roll that they can't run with Embiid in the game. And they have nobody on their team to slightly be able to slow Embiid.
I agree.
They're not. So
you're right, Denzel.
I want to see Game 3 as well.
I like you, brother.
All right, man.
Good call, man, as always. Thanks, Denz. It's a good call by Denzel.
Yeah, well, it was a great call. And, you know.
I'm waiting for you.
Dude.
Daddy. You have a little more heart.
Yeah. I'll try. I mean,
I know Coop's taking it all out of you.
Yes, he is. Danny Green, the missed dunk, like,
I mean, nothing worked for Green yesterday.
No.
My man couldn't even flush it.
No.
I'm not asking for that dunk that he had in the Raptors series, but I don't know. The rim.
But I don't know who's I'm more angry with. Danny Green shoots 1 for 10, or Niang plays 10 minutes. How the freak does this dude play 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Look, I know he's not a great athlete. I get it. Come on, man. You got to be smarter than that. They need somebody who can hit a couple open threes. Look, Maxie's penetrating. He's creating space for you. Tobias is creating space for you. All right? Harden is distributing the ball as much as he can't, you know, can't score it well. He's at least distributing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy, you got to have somebody else.
I mean, it's not like one of the biggest fears when you knew Embiid was going to be out the first two games was, would they be able to have open looks from three? And they have.
Yeah.
It's not like Danny Green is taking bad contested threes, and that's why he went 1 of 9. It's not like George Niang had bad contested threes in game one, and that's why he went 0 of 7. They just can't hit anything.
Yeah.
Like, the only guy that's taking, I guess, bad shots is Harden, because he's trying to do his step back three, and he doesn't have the legs to do it anymore.
Right.
But everyone else is, they're getting open looks. They just can't hit anything. And I, like, after seeing that in game one, I go, all right, I don't feel good about game two, but I feel like they're going to hit more threes than they did in game one. They shot 17% in game one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I watched last night, and you're right, George Niang. I love PJ Tucker. Wanted him years ago when he was with Houston. Especially when the Harden trade was a possibility. I thought you could have gotten the two of them. And then he went to Milwaukee last year and won it. Now he's in Miami. But can George Niang not D up PJ Tucker? I know he's a tough dude, but he's not like...
Yeah, I know.
Like, Niang's getting fouls because he can't keep up with some of these guys.
Since you did that, can I give you my...
Yes, you can.
What am I going to say?
Victor.
Yes.
Oladipo.
Okay, so...
I remember exactly when this was, too, dude. I had COVID.
I go on a rant that I want Victor Oladipo last year. I go on a freaking rant that I want Oladipo. All right? And I can go down a rabbit hole, like, and it makes no sense. Like, I'm a dog with a bone. Matt Klentak, right? There's certain things. And I realize that I'm just a joker on the radio. Like, I get it, right? But there's things I know. I'm telling you, I know. And I believed in that. I'm telling you, Oladipo, I thought he was the perfect fit for his team. And I sent you in confidence a text exchange that I had with an NBA executive.
Yes.
That was dated March 20, whatever it is.
March
something, 2021.
It was leading up to the trade deadline. When I was at home broadcasting live from Manayunk because I had COVID. And that's when we did the trade deadline show. And I remember you wanting Oladipo. And it wasn't going to cost much because of all the injuries and all that kind of stuff.
But somehow, you know, listen. God bless the eel. But, you know.
Got George Hill instead.
I mean,
well, I thought that was a good trade at the time. I really do.
I hear you, but yo, dude, what the freak? You know, it's nice you cash, you know, $10 million a year. You got to get one right.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's not time yet to have the off-season conversation.
But I know it's coming.
I brought this up yesterday, and
listen, the dude knows the game. Like, yeah. I can't kill him. I can't. But man, like something like Oladipo and building that bench, like the bench should be better. Even though you are what you are, right? Even though I get it. You were capped out. You did what you did, and then you had to trade. I understand you depleted, but like the wing, you needed
athleticism.
I know.
My God!
Like,
I mean,
again, you bring back Korkmaz. Like all kids aside, Niang is a better Korkmaz, a more playable Korkmaz.
Yes.
Why in the world would he be in a game?
I don't know, man.
Like, why would you? I'm sorry. Why would you even bring him back?
I have no idea. Yeah, they brought him back.
There's a redundancy there.
Yep. I get maybe it was comfort. Maybe it was, oh, look, maybe he can take a step forward with this shooting.
Listen to me. I know everybody likes Shake. Shake stinks. okay? I've told you this before.
Mm-hmm.
You watch him, even in garbage time, you watch him. All he does is look for his own shot, his handle's not good enough, and he's a hog. All right? He's a waste. I don't know why you bring him back.
No idea.
And he plays no defense, and he pushes off half the time when he's got his handle.
If you remember, Ant, when the Sixers won the first five games with James Harden playing, we were sky high, right? Talking finals, all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, we were still talking about next year. Well, when you move Tobias Harris for Bradley Beal, or you move Tobias Harris to create space to add to the bench, that was when we were sky high. Imagine the conversation now when this season potentially ends next week. The offseason conversation
we're
going
to have. The interesting thing is that Tobias has stepped up.
Yes.
He stepped up. He's played great defense. He's rebounded. He drove to the basket. He shot the ball. He stepped up. He's played great.
Yes,
him
does.
And Maxey get you excited. Mike and Del Ran, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Chiefs? Ah, man, there's not enough fingers on my hands to point at everybody I'm pissed off at, except for Tobias Harris and Maxey. That's it. You know what? I'm getting really tired of Doc, too. Like, I know people like to hound on Doc, and I don't try to do it all the time, but Joel Embiid has never even been in the game. For someone who knows so much, and would you ask Doc that, or would you ask Pop that question? Like, all those comments, dude, why was he even in the game? Like, why was he even in the game at that point? He shouldn't even be injured. We should be 1-1 right now going home. And why is it that in this entire city?
I guess why. I wouldn't be put it past him. It could be 2-0.
I'm with you. And, like you said earlier, it's just these things that the sports gods do to us. And I'm telling you, we're still within that 10 years of the Super Bowl.
I know. I think about it all the time. I do. I think about it.
How can I have an NBA coach that's won a championship, a Major League Baseball coach that won a championship, and the only guy that I have an ounce of confidence in the city isn't even 40 years old yet, and he's only coached one season? I got more faith in Nick Sirianni next season than I got in Doc and Girardi now, and it sucks. Pisses me off, because we shouldn't be in this situation. We deserve
that. Yeah, Girardi's another one.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. How you feel about your manager?
I don't. I mean, I feel as much as he seems to have a soul. None.
I mean,
he just sits there.
Is it me or does he? I thought Ryan Sandberg was a freaking mannequin.
I Joe Girardi may have the old when he closes his eyes, but he has the eyeballs painted on his lids. That may be Girardi, because he's sitting there like this the whole time, right? So he looks comfortable. His eyelids may be painted to make it look like he's awake. He just sits there.
I know. I don't know why he irritates
me. I was talking to Ricky Bowe before we got on. The night Schwarber almost like punched Angel Hernandez in the face, right? Girardi just walked out there and was like, yeah, man, you've been bad all game.
I know.
Like, dude, how about it was the eighth inning. You get ejected, you get ejected. It's the eighth inning. Like, show a little fire, man. I complained about Kapler never really showing any life.
Oh.
My God. Don't make me wish.
But you know what's weird? Like, listen, I understand that. You know, nobody, I'm not saying you got to be managed with your hair on fire.
No.
But like, I get it. But you know what? We had another stoic coach in this town. Do you remember a guy named Dave Haxtell?
Oh, God.
Having to deal with that for 5 years?
Yeah.
And as I look around, and you know what I missed today? The freaking NHL playoffs.
Yeah, because the Flyers. Are they still a team?
I couldn't watch the basketball game last night. I was like, I'm done. Can't watch it. I went upstairs.
It was awesome.
And you know what I watched? I put on a hockey. Edmonton. I don't even know why I stayed with it until I fell asleep. And I woke up excruciating pain. Oh.
Anthony!
That's my man, Anthony. Get him to fix your house, your roof, your siding, your drafty windows. Get him out there. It's been a horrible winter. But look. If you, God forbid, the roof is showing something, the siding is showing something, there's, you know, looking worn, looking old, Anthony comes out and he fixes for you. He'll get you all set up. Anthony's one of the few roofing and roofers in all of Montgomery, Chester, Delaware counties. that has earned the prestigious honor, CertainTeed 5-Star Select Shingle Master. That means the best warranty in the business, 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the expert workmanship. Labruciano Roofing is repaired or replaced just about every kind of roof out there. Call now to schedule an in-person on-site estimate and check out their hundreds of 5-star Google reviews. Labruciano Roofing experts will explain your options, give you the peace of mind you're dealing with the best. Call 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or go to paroofpros.com. Labruciano Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
AM. By the way, today is one of our fabulous exports, our Philadelphia export. You know that? Today's National Hoagie Day. That's a Philadelphia export, National Hoagie Day. And today you can go to Primo's and they're celebrating $6.99 Primo sized Italian turkey and cheese or ham and cheese hoagie all day for their rewards members. Visit PrimoHoagies.com for details. And I got a couple of Primo gift cards that we're going to give away. So to the callers, I think need it. Need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, today would be a good day for a pick-me-up.
You know, like, not for nothing. So one of the things that we are known as, now I will say this, it's like the land, right? We are a unique bunch, all right? It's our culture, right? We're all raised in the same culture. It's why I don't care what, you know, race, religion, it doesn't matter. You're born in Philadelphia. We all relate to each other. We relate deeply to each other. We're very emotional beings. We're prone to being manic. This is on the soil. This comes from the freaking Quakers, all right? This is all who we are. And you know how we are. Like, after all these years, I find, you know, there's no pretense. There was a point, Junis, when I was like, well, I should be a broadcaster and make sure that I filter what I'm saying, right? It doesn't mean anything. You got to be authentic because this is who we are. So when I talk about our culture, food is a big part of our culture. And we eat a lot. There's something thing called comfort food. I think it spans all culture, all states and cities and in our country. But, you know, it's part of the human being having that, you know, food, comfort food. But we're the king of comfort food, right? Think about what's here. Cheesesteaks, hoagies, all your variety of different pizzas, strombolis, all that stuff. That's all comfort food. French fries, crab fries, French fries, cheese fries. It's all comfort food. We're the king of comfort food. And a big, fat Primo hoagie is on the order today.
Yeah, we need the
that makes you feel good.
We need the comfort food.
Like, that makes you feel good.
I had some Primos this morning for breakfast.
I know you did. It's delicious. But you took out the roll.
I had one piece of the roll. Yeah. The award-winning seeded roll, had to have it.
I got you. We don't have to front. I mean, if you're out of the car, you're out on carbs. I'm trying. Please, I get you.
Trying.
Listen, for, you know, make feel good? Feel good, big, nice, big hoagie.
Yeah, nice Thuman's meats and delis and cheeses.
Right.
Whatever the read is. It's delicious. It's not just a hoagie. It's a primo.
Thuman meats.
Yeah.
And cheeses.
And cheeses, yeah.
Right?
All rolled up in the award winning seated roll.
Correct. Baked fresh.
Every day. There I listen you to you, man.
All right. Anyway. No, but seriously, that's our, we're big comfort. Like, you know, listen, you don't have to go get a big fat cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah, today's a good day. All right.
Wizard onions.
Yes.
Hot pepper, long hots.
I mean,
you
listen.
Know, that's you, a nice thing.
You go half hoagie, half cheesesteak, it's basically one sandwich.
Dude.
You know?
I love the half and half. So I'm the king of the half and half. Like, so, you know, it's funny. I was in Brigantine last, I don't know what it was. It was early in the spring or late winter, and I was over Chooch's, and we were having, and he was working because he works remotely, and he goes, dude, you know, get a little lunch. What's that place you guys go to? It's great.
Well, there's a couple. There's White House, which is in AC, which
no,
is
no, awesome. No. The one on the island. It's like something in Suns.
No, that's the fish place.
Yeah.
Samuels and Sons.
Come on. You're the Brigantine guy.
I know. Hold on a second. I know what you're talking about.
It's a butcher. They do everything.
Yeah, we know somebody that worked there. It was Vince from Philly Sports Trips. He used to work there.
Dude, you're Mr. Brigantine.
I know. Hold on a second. I haven't been there in a while. Ernest and Sons.
Thank you. Ernest and Sons. That should be coming off as much as you were there, probably.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Anyway. He goes, what do you want? I go, how about we get a hoagie and we get a cheesesteak and you whack them up?
It's a strong move.
It is, because you know what's funny?
Having two meals.
Well, here's the thing. It's one sandwich, right?
Yes.
But to your point, you get the hoagie taste. Like, you don't need to go all hoagie, right? You get the hoagie taste, and then you don't need to go all cheesesteak. You get the cheesesteak taste.
I would go cheesesteak second.
It is a genius. I think the half and half is a genius move, dude.
Yes.
They should sell it like that. You know, got half a primo and half a steak.
Sounds good.
I'm losing my mind, dude. Well, don't mind me, too. I'm on these pain meds. Makes it worse.
Yeah, that's what we're telling the people.
T-Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, T-Will.
What's going on, my brother?
What's happening?
Yo, feeling down and out?
Am I feeling kind of? Yeah.
All right, don't you? You're the guy who keeps it real for the people. We knew that going into this series with the potential MVP, this was going to be uphill battle. We also said that the Sixers had to steal at least a game in Miami to keep it interesting, and they didn't do that. And everyone's pointing fingers at, you know, this person, that person, but it's a team. Collective loss, both games, and the coach, and the organization for not addressing the bench. We spoke time and time again about addressing this bench and bringing back Shake and bringing back. They had an opportunity in the offseason to address the bench, and they didn't do it. They failed us again. This is why I was not totally invested into this season until we got to the second round. Now, yes, if Embiid was playing, totally different scenario. I think we might be up 2-0, or at least a split coming home. They have to address this bench, Anthony.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's funny. I brought up Oladipo, right?
Oh, I remember the rant you gave me. I remember you were all over Oladipo, and we both said it.
And I can't believe it. I look at him. And I'm watching, and it's getting me angry that he's biting us the way he's biting us. But, you know, again, you know, Korkmaz and Niang are redundant, right? Like, that's a redundancy. They don't fit together.
You can't play, and you know, Doc, I'm not going to leave him out there either. You can't panic like he's panicking. You played 11 guys in the first quarter of game one.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and play 9 guys in the first quarter of game two.
I know.
What are you doing?
I agree with you. I hear you. I agree.
The Celtics and Bucks have played
9 guys the entire series.
I know, dude. I hear you. You're right.
This is coaching 101. Maxi Harden need to play 42 points a game. Harden may be not the Harden he was in the old, but he's given us more than what the other guy did.
And yeah, exactly.
Three numbers, okay? So all this nonsense about you don't bring Harden back and why, you're stupid. All right? You bring Harden back. This is the move I would not do. I would not
start the whole back. The whole PA ops back in, though.
Right. I'm in agreeing of moving Harris in the offseason and the contract, and I'm all for it. I don't do it for Beal because you run into the same situation into the playoffs right now. You get athletic.
I can't
even
think about Beal. I can't. Right now, I can't think about.
You can't, but I can. You got to get more athletic on the wing.
But again, you still have Embiid. Remember that.
Right. You build around the big man. Just like these other teams got guys that come off the bench and they look like hot pockets. They just don't miss. We got guys that are building other stadiums.
I mean, Danny Green, I mean, I don't think you can try. See, well, hang in there, buddy. I don't know that you could try to go 1-for-10. Like, jeez.
Especially when you had an open lane for a dunk, you just missed.
I mean, my God, like, how many open looks? Dude, like, you know, and they're all big. You notice that? Like, it just gets you back in, or it can.
There's a point, I think, they cut it to 8, and they made a defensive stop, and he had an open look.
Yeah, he cut it to 5.
And then they come back, and they score on the long rebound, and now they're up 10, and you're like, oh, well.
I know.
That could have been the chance. Shock a little life into them. All of a sudden, they're only down 5, but now it's 10.
I know.
The big swing right there.
Dude. Really?
George Niang, 10 minutes.
He fell out. How'd you fall out?
When they said the sixth foul, it wasn't even the broadcaster that said that was the sixth foul. I heard the stadium PA guy going, six for George Niang.
Grant Hill thought it was 5.
Well, so I was shocked that it was 6, too. I was too.
Wait a minute, what? I was too, which just tells you how bad that game was managed.
Yes.
But I thought the same thing. But Grant Hill.
Yeah, dude.
So, by the way, how annoying has Grant Hill been those two games?
He's annoying. And I applaud Spiro for trying to find his thing. Like Mike Breen does the bang. Right?
Yeah.
Splash. I'm not a big fan of Splash.
I know. I like Spiro, but I hear you.
Splash.
Yeah.
Tried too hard. I was saying Splash when I was like 7. You know?
Okay, I can't really. But great, but gee, hell, come on, man. As you know, classic a player is Grant Hill. You gotta give me more. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott, hey.
Yo, Ann.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. I'm just calling to talk about. I was been messaging you recently about your shoulder on Instagram.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
Thank Good, you. Man. I overheard you guys talking about the Ben Simmons situation and his surgery, and I have a theory as to why he's doing it.
Yeah?
So he's getting that microdiscectomy surgery, and it sounds like a big scary word, and it's literally the most common like back procedure there is.
Okay.
Not a lot of risk, and it's one of those things where imaging can show something, but it's not necessarily his pain. Man, it's really easy for a surgeon to jump onto that, make a lot of money from this procedure, doesn't harm him. He can easily come back to training camp. My man's got a built-in excuse.
Okay.
So it's thoracic outlet syndrome all over again.
I mean, it's hard, man. And again, it's just an opinion, of course.
I hear you.
I have to check him out. But, it goes to the same thing with your shoulder, man, or whatever's going on.
Well, so I just got, looks like the doc called me this morning because it was a crazy 2 days. I was in the ER. He thought I was having a heart attack, right? And then I was all over. And then finally, and then he called me this morning, thinks it's a herniated disc and I got like a lot of arthritis and pinched nerve.
Yeah, man. It's a bunch of stuff. And, you know.
He just went, you're all messed up there. Well, he said effed up. That's what he said.
Yeah, man, and the imaging combined, you get someone physically moving and checking you out too. You get both of those. You know, I'm so happy with it. But same thing with the Ben Simmons thing. Just don't rely on just the imaging. Make sure somebody looks at you too. It's going to be better for you.
Thanks, Scotty. You're the man, buddy. You're a good man, brother. Thank you very much. I love our people.
Yes. Yeah, you had a rough 2 days.
They're good people.
You had a rough 2 days, man.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
Sorry that you're dealing with
that. No, I mean, listen.
It sucks. I heard it in your voice. We were on the phone a couple of times, and I'm just like.
No, well, listen. Jesus. Thank God. I'm thankful.
Yes.
Believe me, I'm blessed.
I got you, yeah.
It could have been whatever, something. The thoughts, you know, because they right away, gets, you know, it's like, hey, yes. Get to the ER right now. Really? You know. So it's, thank God, there's a lot of people. I'm just blessed. But I love our people. Like, they care.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Robbie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Rob.
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, brother?
I've been listening to you guys for about a year now. I was living in New York for 15 years. I just moved back home, and nothing makes me feel more at home than listening to you guys talk sports.
Thank you, Robbie. We appreciate that. You like being home?
Oh, it's great. It's the best. I'm closer to family now. I'm not surrounded by Yankees and Mets fans.
So. I did 6 years in New York, too. I know how that feels.
Well, I found my pocket. I found my friends, you know, my fellow nice. Philly sports fans. I watched the Eagles Super Bowl with a bunch of Philly guys, so that was great.
Thanks, bro. That's awesome, brother. Proud of you.
But, yeah, I'm calling about the effort the Sixers were giving last night. Like, so many times a shot would go up, and they would just stand around and watch it and then get back on defense instead of crashing the boards and trying to get second-chance shots. We just got out-hustled the whole game. The Heat were, like, all over offensive rebounds, and Jimmy Butler is just, like, everywhere. And they're getting whatever they want. And they literally look like they're practicing for the next round. Like, they are just, like...
You know what that losing. Is, though? It looks like that, right? But in reality, it's a lack of athleticism.
Yes.
You know, it's not, listen, they're giving effort. Like, don't misconstrue it. They really are giving effort. The issue is they lack athleticism. Look, I mean, you see it, Rob, like, they lack it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, like, it's hard to watch. And, you know, it's not having Embiid and only being down 8, like, there's part of me that's like, you know, they might be in this game if they had Embiid, or they would be, or they may have split, or, like, it's hard.
Dude, trust me, Robbie, if they had Embiid, they win. They might win both games.
Right. And I don't know how much that would change with Embiid there in terms of, like, effort and athleticism. I mean, he might be the most athletic guy on the team.
Well, Maxie is the most but
Maxie, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what it does, though, he completes the puzzle of your style, right? Like, he impacts so much on the glass. He impacts so much what you're going to do defensively, like your whole defensive strategy. The Bam Adebayo doesn't do any of that stuff if Embiid's in the game. Like, it's not like, you know, he's going to go dominate under the basket. He can't do it if Embiid's in the game. Offensively, it makes everybody better.
Right. And I hope he comes back with some fire, because a lot of times when you see he's hurt, he's dragging a little bit, and he doesn't really give 100% when he's, like, really aching. I love Embiid. He's the best, but sometimes I'm just like, come on, dude.
Yeah, he gets, like, a little mopey. A little mopey. I mean, listen, you need him, man. And the dude has shown you, he is balled out this year. He's coming to his own. Hey, Robbie, welcome home, buddy. Glad you're back. But Embiid's showing you, last 2 years, he's been terrific, man. He really has.
Yeah.
You need him. It shows you how much you need him. The whole thing revolves around him. Again, I'll use the same analogy of the sun. He's the sun. The only way that you're going to, all those other guys, they feed off him. They bask in his glow, right? The shots are cleaner. The lanes are more open. And all space is a product of who's on the field or who's on the floor.
However, we're cursed as Philadelphians. So
it does feel that way, dude. I hear you.
I was joking around yesterday. Remember the movie The Truman Show?
Yes.
I think it's the Sal Truman Show. And I think all of you guys are fake. You might be real. But I think everybody in my life is fake right now. And you guys are playing some sick joke to me.
Yeah.
And the real Sixers have won 10 titles in the last, like, 15 years.
Well, in the multiverse.
But in our verse, it's...
Right.
In the
There's somewhere inside the multiverse where that is the truth.
But you guys are playing some sick prank on me, and all right, you know, I've come,
and
I've
the come to terms with it. And on the multiverse, Old Depot plays for the Sixers.
Exactly.
And I'm the GM. All right, got a couple open lines. You can join us, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Sunday's Mother's Day. And Saturday, by the way, is the Kentucky Derby. Check it out at Parks Racing in Bensalem. Yeah, man, you'll love it. The Pennsylvania Horse Racing Association and the Pennsylvania Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association are providing an incredible time on Saturday. You got thrilling horse racing and fashionable hats. They go hand in hand Saturday at Parks Racing. What an event for the entire family. Only at Parks Racing in Bensalem. You can win terrific prizes for the best derby hats. You got five categories: the ladies, the gents, the children, the fashionable duo, and the most creative. So bring your inner fashionista. Went up to a $250 Visa gift card. You also got gift cards at Chickies and Pete's and all the great prizes from the Pennsylvania Horse Racing Association. It's Derby time at Parks Racing in Bensalem, Saturday, May 7th. That's right, this coming Saturday. Free family fun for kids of all ages. Gates open 10 a.m. with live racing. Post time, 12.05 p.m. All ages welcome. Visit letsgoracing.com. That's letsgoracing.com. Got to be 21 to place wagers. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:30 across the Delaware Valley. Don't forget, 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. So, all right, one, the immediacy of the series. Look, I'm not here to tell you to snow. Yeah, I would never do that. Do I think they're going to win this series? No, I don't. Now, here, follow me. This is where we're at. There is an unknown in sports, right? Now, the gods are cruel, but sometimes, and again, I don't think they're going to win down 2-0. Now you're talking about the math, right? Winning 4-5 against I'll put in quotation marks, one seed. You get the big guy back, you just win Friday night. Just win Friday night. Tomorrow night, you just win. Big guy's back, you win. All of a sudden, you'd be amazed by what confidence can do. It's one thing to lose and you don't have the big guy. But the big guy plays. He's going to play tomorrow night. The guy plays, it's still, again, home court. If you know the building will be rocking. All you got to do is you win tomorrow night. You win tomorrow night, there's a seedling of doubt. Oh, we beat them without Embiid, but now the Embiid is back, and he's wearing a mask. He's even more mythical. He's even more of a superhero wearing the mask, the phantom of the process. And that's all we focus on. Winning one game tomorrow night. And then things can change. Things can change, Shunas. And I hear you, and I know, and I'm not trying to snow you or you know, whatever. Just saying. You don't know, and neither do I, how they're going to react with the big guy back.
No, you're right. I mean, I think my mindset is that they split at home.
Well, you don't know if they win tomorrow night.
I know.
All of a sudden, now Miami has to feel a little thing here. Because Miami goes, all right, well, we beat them, but we beat them without Embiid.
And at times, the Sixers were in those games. And so maybe they can win. Yeah, I mean,
My only point to you is, you're right.
You're not wrong in saying that.
I'm not doing the, hey, just tomorrow night, get hyped for one game. Can I get you hyped for one game? That's all I want. Tomorrow is Friday. All right? And I'm going to come in. I'm going to warn you right now. I'm going to warn you right now. This way, I'm going to warn Max and everybody else. These two nice guys walked in. I'm warning them all. Chuck, listen. We need to get hype one time tomorrow. I don't know where it's going to land. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball. But we got to get hyped tomorrow night. Today we wild a little bit. Gods, bleep the gods. Nobody likes us. Right? Today's it's human nature. We got to do it. We have to purge the poison. It's part of the deal. But tomorrow, we got to get into it for one game. We got to get hyped for one game. Everything rests on tomorrow night. Believe. The big guys in the game, we got to believe. And just get hyped. And what happens? They lose, they lose. All right, well, then we could play taps on Monday. But if they win, and then game four Sunday, and they win again, then how are we going to feel Monday?
Oh, 2-2 back to Miami. We're feeling great.
Damn straight we're feeling great.
Feeling awesome, man.
So that's my point to you. It's not like it's some big, you know, miracle on ice. You got to go beat the Russians. You know, this is the, again, you're getting Embiid back. They got to play a perfect game. Get Embiid back and play the game and win the game. Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy.
Andy, Jimmy Southwest. What's up, my brother?
What are you doing, Jim?
Hope you're feeling better, cuz.
Thanks, buddy.
So, real quick. First of all, I just want to start with this. When someone shows you who they are, you best believe them, number one. Number two, right, we talk about the process all the time. Because of Doc's inability to make game times adjustments, we lost a 26 and a 19-point lead last year, which caused Doc, the coach, scared and kept Joel in the game that got him hurt. Do you agree?
Listen, I hear you. I mean, do I think he should have been in the game? No, I don't. Now, do I think he was a part freakish? Yeah, I do.
Now, that's hindsight, right?
Yeah, also, I mean, I would have taken him out because of the thumb. But whatever. I mean, I got to let that go.
All right, so I'm going to stick with you on that because, I trust you, right? And I want to thank Andrew Salchunas for yesterday for keeping it in reality because there was people calling saying they were backing their trucks up in Atlantic City to put money on the Sixers, the money line and all that. I don't know why you would ever bet on that team after game one, number two. Number three, there was a point in the game last night. I just want to know if anyone feels how I feel.
What's that?
Where Maxie was starting to take over.
Yeah.
He was starting to take over and you've seen it. And then he would pass the ball to Harden and Harden would dribble and dribble.
Yeah, there was two.
Dribble.
Yeah. I know what you're
talking about. Dribble, yeah. And dribble and dribble.
Yeah.
And at that point when Maxie's doing that, I want to live and die with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? I want to live and die with
him. No, I saw the same thing. I mean, again, in that shot clock dwindling, they had two They had two 24-second clock violations. He drove it deep into the shot clock a couple other times. I hear you.
And this is my last point, and I listen to you guys talk because I love the knowledge I get.
Nah, you listen. You know what I'm talking about. Not that deep.
Post-game interviews with Harden, after every time they lose, we know what we have to do. We just have to go out there and do it. Right? I mean, come on, Harden. Like, you're playing for a contract. I don't agree with the last caller who said, like, I don't want, if this continues, I don't want him back. Even if he opts in.
Well, if he opts in, you got him back.
Well, okay. Well,
there's no choice. If he opts in, there's no choice. But listen, I will disagree with you here, though, Jim. One of the reasons why the offense has looked so much better, and the Toronto series was legit in that sense, where he does play point guard. Now, he's not the dominant force that he used to be, but he's a point guard, and he knows how to play the position, which they didn't have on the roster.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And, you know, I called last week after game 4 or 5, I think, and I said I was speechless. And, by the way, I love the Eagles draft. N'Kobe Dean's going to be an absolute stud.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Micah Parsons 2.0.
I know.
I love you guys. Hope to back
you. Jimmy, we love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it, man. Now, I mean, you know, listen, he's not the guy that can take over a game. We know that. He's tried. Like, it's like you're looking at him, and he's trying to take over, and he can't. He's trying and trying and trying, and he just falls short. Maxie does it organically, right? Maxie takes over, because he's not the shooter that Harden is, like the, you know, in that sense. But Maxie's grown into that star. He's grown into it. And I agree. Like, listen, I want Maxie to take over too. But Harden has played the point, and he plays it correctly. And again, he opts in. He's back. That's it. Otherwise, we'll talk about the long-term deal and everything else. That's for the offseason. But joining us now from ESPN, one of our hometown heroes, does such a great job. So proud of him. The one, the only, Kevin Negandhi, Sports Center on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev.
Ed, how are we doing, buddy? Basically, what? On a 0 to 10 scale, what would be the temperature of the city right now after last night? Because Tunis was a little bit down before I got.
Let me tell you something. What's the temperature? It's Juno in January.
Oh man!
I mean, look, it is what it is. I mean, here's the problem. Because I'll say it, Kev, and I don't care who debates me, it doesn't matter. I know what I know. Embiid plays, they win the series. If he's healthy, they win one, if not both, of those games.
And I am with you. At least they get a split. Because Miami, the one thing Miami has is depth that Philly doesn't have. I mean, you don't have Kyle Lowry and you still have depth. But if they just go 35% from three in this series, it's a completely different series. I mean, that's the most frustrating part about this. And when you have 21 in the lane, he's going to get free looks for other people. The problem is that they're not hitting these shots. And the most frustrating part is you need these guys. I think Derek Bodner put it really well. You've got all these secondary and third line players that they're there for a reason to hit shots. And if they don't hit the shots, every other deficiency shows up, right? Danny Green's there to hit shots. Niang's there to hit shots. Like, these guys are just missing open looks.
I know, dude. You can't
shake your head.
I know. I mean, first of all, Danny Green, what? Do you ever see anyone go 1 for 9? What? 1 for 10, but 1 for 9 from three? And the looks were wide open. And then Niang, dude, you 10 minutes, you played and you fell out. I know Miami's athletic, but that's an embarrassment.
And Niang's dealing with a knee injury. We're not making it
whatever.
Or anything. He's dealing with a knee injury.
No excuses. Everybody's hurt this time of the year. Everybody's banged up.
this is all true. And the one thing is those two guys are there primarily to score, because we sacrificed over the last 2 to 3 years a lot of our defense for offensive shooters, right? That was the key, spacing and shooters. And some of these guys aren't paying off. We see the development of a Max. Where the hell is Matisse Thybulle? And I'm not.
Oh, wait a second. Don't get me started on him.
From the defensive side. He looks so lost from the defensive side.
You know what he is? And this is exactly what he is. He is your guy who's slumping at the plate, who takes it out on the field and committing 3 errors.
Yep. Exactly. And so we don't have the ability to switch off, and we don't have the flexibility. So the Heat are just, all right, well, we took the approach here against the Hawks where you shut down one player and let everybody else, all the secondary players, beat us. And the Hawks didn't have that series. They had it last year against us. And it's the same thing here. You double James Harden, and I completely agree with you in this introduction. He is playing the point the way you should play the point. And the other guys are not helping him where we need some shots from the out. Again, if this team puts their percentage from 22 to 35% from three, this series is completely different. Now, I feel good on game three with Embiid coming back. I know that they're going to be...
Okay, so here we go.
I feel good about that.
Yeah, and we're talking to Kevin Negandhi, you know, ESPN, one of the great, great, great figures at ESPN SportsCenter. Here's the deal. All they got to do, I said this to Tunis to start at 11 o'clock. You got to win tomorrow night. With Embiid...
There's no question.
Well, no, obviously, but my point is that... With Embiid, it's one game you got to get up for. With Embiid, he's the sun. Everybody else is the planet. He's not there. The planets die, right? He's coming back. Mm-hmm. Even a 70% Embiid or whatever you want, whatever the mask is bothering him, thumb, whatever, any kind of percentage. As long as he's back, he makes everybody better. The spacing is cleaner. So are the lanes to drive to the basket. You just got to look. And by the way, Bam Adebayo is not doing what he did in games one and games two with the Embiid back there.
100%. There's no question. And you limit the minutes of DeAndre Jordan. I like Paul Reed, but you limit the fouls. You could still contain his energy and you're not holding your breath. Completely agree that it's such a domino effect. And he had 8 days to rest the thumb, right? So I think that combination, a 70% Embiid, gives this team a legitimate chance. I'm 100% with you that this team can at least take
win tomorrow night.
That 2-1 deficit.
Right, you win tomorrow night.
Back into the conversation.
Yes. You win tomorrow night, and all of a sudden Miami goes, yeah, well, we haven't beat them with Embiid. So, you know, I mean, that's in the back of your mind. And then you know,
conversation.
You know, choo-choo, forget about it. Now it's a series.
And the one positive thing from last night is the confidence of Maxey finding his way in the second half. That carries.
I agree.
It's just
he's a wonder.
The development of a young man get better and better here in Philadelphia, because we have gone through some steps here where you think the second and third year and fourth year players that we have, where's the development?
Yeah.
We haven't seen that in Furkan. We haven't seen that in Matisse. We didn't see that in Ben. It's just refreshing to see
that.
Oh, my
God. Tyrese. No, he might have really saved the process. You know, going forward, like, you know that you got a legitimate, you know, star on the rise.
I completely agree. And then, you know what? Here's a side thing. The mental aspect of having Embiid out there, taking the load, I think it takes away the pressure, and I get it, they're veteran players, but pressure on every single miss that you would see from Green and Niang, where it's like, okay, it's all right. I don't need to kind of get every shot because we've got somebody down low that I can get the ball to. I think that,
yeah,
that changes the entire mentality as well, that they're going to need that readjustment here tomorrow night at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, real quick, because we're talking to Kevin Negandhi, who, in addition to the SportsCenter and everything else, he hosts college football. What an amazing college mind. We didn't talk draft, cuz. And I mean, I know you're as geeked up as I am. What a draft. How about Howie killed it?
Howie Roseman deserves all the credit in the world. He takes it on the chin, and I think he's learned so much over what we saw the last 2 years in hitting and hitting well. For this team to have an extra draft pick next year and then to still get A.J. Brown, because the key is the development of Jalen Hurts, right? And one of the weaknesses, the intermediate passes. This guy, A.J. Brown, is going to change everything. And then you got Devontae Smith on the number two cornerback each and every time.
I mean, that's all day, all day. Pitch and catch.
So happy. My biggest thing, though, and I think everybody has this concern, is the secondary. The league has changed, and it's how you defend. They need to get – I thought they hit with Nelson last year. With Slay on the other side, they need to get a competent veteran on the other side to help.
And still remember, they're still, yeah, and remember, it's still next year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not this year. He's still looking. Next year is his year.
Brother, but this division's winnable after you saw what the Cowboys did.
Yeah, now listen, I'm with you. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be up to Hurts. To show you he can throw. I mean, because otherwise it's all moot. Yeah. I mean, Hurts has to be able to play. Otherwise, forget the conversation because you can't win. So
100% agree with you.
And then they go get their quarterback next year.
The message is sent, right? Hey, you've got to attack these deficiencies now that you have a full season under your belt, and that is finding a way to run to your left and throw on the run. Todd Bowles exposed that in the playoff game. Hey, we know his weakness. Let's force him to the left. And can he make the throw on the run? He couldn't. Can he change that? And I think at least one thing we know from Hurts, he's not going to back down from a challenge. Does he meet that challenge next year in adversity in October, November, December? I can't wait to see how that plays out. But they also have that safety net like you talked about where you could package picks. We are going to see at least six quarterbacks taken in the first round next year.
Now, had a guy tell me the other day, again, I didn't see it with my own two eyes, so I don't know, but the guy I trust who's out in California said he had a sneak peek at what Hurts looked like working out with Tom House, and he looks good. He said, he goes, dude,
fingers crossed.
He goes, he looks good. I went, all right. In fact, the text was, your boy looks good. I got a chance to see him. I was like, all right, well, you know, that would be the greatest scenario ever, that you don't have to get a quarterback.
100%. I completely agree with you. And fingers are crossed. But it's amazing in 2 years how Howie has kind of completely learned from his mistakes and now said, okay, hey, let's get a reset. Let's do it right. And Roseman deserves it. Because, listen, you and I know he has been crushed, and you and I are the first to say, hey, he's made some major
mistakes. He had I agree. The last two drafts, he's nailed it.
Really well.
I agree.
Really
I'm with
well.
You, brother. Great stuff. Hey, Kev, bless the family, man. All right?
And appreciate you, buddy. Take
all right,
care.
Pal. See you, pal. There he is, Kevin Negandhi, ESPN. Yeah, I was curious what he thought of the draft. I don't know what's there not to like, dude.
It's a shame that the Sixers are putting us in such a bad place right now, because I would still love to be reacting to that draft. It was awesome.
Yo, coming up, I got to tell you what one text message can do for an outlook.
Okay.
All right.
Positive or negative?
One text message can make it, can change you on a dime.
Okay.
If you want to be changed.
Okay.
All right. And I'll elaborate coming up next. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about the Bet Parks app. Wow, the Bet Parks app's amazing. You need to get the Bet Parks app for all the playoffs. Now, game three. Look, if it plays out the way we think, the line's one, Sixer line. Maybe, this could be a Sixer game. Get some good odds on the Bet Parks app. Check it out daily. It's unbelievable. It's the greatest. Always have different odds boosts. Fun little things. Oh, it's sleek. It's where the games and the slots and everything else is right in your pocket. It's so much fun. You got to check it out. And new customers can get a risk-free bet up to $750. That's right. Use the code FANATIC You get a $750 risk-free wager. Check it out. The Bet Parks app, newly created, sleek, sharp. You're going to love it. Just remember, you got to be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey! 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 Hey!
12 o'clock.
Hello.
Happy lunchtime.
Hey!
Hello, Tunis. Hello.
Hey!
Hey, our friends from Primo Hoagies dropped off delicious hoagies this morning to promote National Hoagie Day. Primo Hoagies, made with the finest Thoman meats and cheeses, sliced fresh to order, served on award-winning seeded rolls.
The roast beef is a solid item.
Yeah?
You're Are you a roast beef man?
I am not.
It might be my favorite lunch meat.
Really?
Yes. That and then
I like a hot roast beef.
I love a pepper turkey. That's a solid lunch meat choice, but the roast beef is number one on the list for me. Always has been.
Yeah?
Yeah, like when I was a kid.
Really?
And now as an adult, I will go to the deli counter.
I skeeve the roast beef.
Get the roast beef and just eat it. Like, I don't even, like, make a sandwich. I just eat it. It's that good.
You know what it is? Yeah, I'm weird. I'm weird that way. Like, I love hot roast beef. Like, you give me a roast beef sandwich?
The au jus? Oh. Dude.
Like, I don't understand the deli roast beef. Like, why would you eat that roast beef when you could have a hot roast beef?
I think they're both delicious. So, you know, to
but
me.
But don't shouldn't you just put some au jus and heat it up and you got a roast beef sandwich?
We don't have time to do that. You know, quick pop a piece in. You know. Dude, when I was doing
a good hot roast beef sandwich.
When I did the keto diet leading up to the wedding.
Yes.
I lived on roast beef and cheese and then, like, turkey and cheese. I just, like, rolled it up.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Dude,
like,
when you
all
do,
I ate.
Listen, here's a move for you. But see, I need my food hot.
Yeah, see, I don't.
I need it warm. So I would do the roast beef in a bowl with a little, you know, cheese without the, if you're not going to do the bread.
Yeah.
Just do it in a bowl.
See, I could just roll it up.
Yeah, but it's I do it. It's hot with it. It's almost like, you know, soup.
Yeah, see, I don't need that. I don't need the heat.
Yeah, I need the heat. I can't. You're a psycho.
This is true. You know.
I guess you pick the lunch meat. I've never been, but I'm the same way. Like, listen, if you give me, like, I don't do the turkey either.
Oh, I love it. And the pepper turkey, man, or the oven roasted.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know. You're a big, I get it.
I'm a big lunch meat guy.
Yeah, I hear you. I like the Italian type of lunch meats.
Those are fantastic as well.
Except I don't get the, you know, there is the gudeguine, which I don't like.
I'm trying to think, which one's that?
I don't know. I'm trying to, and
I've
then.
Probably eating it.
And it, well, that's from the pig snout.
Okay.
The gudeguine. It's not a good. No good again. It's never. And then the other one, I just skeeve because it's got this baloney look to it. And I won't go near it. I'm trying to. I like the supersada.
Okay.
It's my style. Or the prosciutto. Like, yeah, that would be
it's
the.
It's all that.
But I don't roll with all that. Capicola, I guess, is good.
It's all delicious.
But, you know, some of it. Like, it's got to be hot. Give me a little spice.
Well, yeah, I'm about the spice.
Yeah, I can't do that, dude. Some of the you with the beef,
Yeah, I mean, listen.
What, a hot roast beef sandwich from, you know, like a Nick's roast beef?
Oh, yeah, dude, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Or if you get the sandwich.
Fantastic.
Just get the, you can just get the innards. It's delicious.
Yes. No, it's delicious. I'm with you. Because when I'm at home, I'm not really taking the time to make au jus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have time for that.
Now, the postman says something brilliant. He gives me Willie's on 9th Street.
Okay, good roast beef spot.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, what's the text that you were telling me about?
Yeah, well, I was about to get there. All right. Like, we got sidetracked on the...
I mean, I could talk lunch meat all day.
I know, you're...
I'm an aficionado.
You are. Don't make me laugh. Dude, I'm in pain, man.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me laugh.
I'll bring in Dave Extall in here to produce the show for you. Hello, Anthony.
Oh, laughter's pain, Holmes. So, all along, you know how I feel about the Birds.
Yes.
Got to get a quarterback. That's it. And so, that's my philosophy, right? Got to get a quarterback. They have a great draft, the whole thing. And I'm excited. But here's the one thing about, I've always said about Hurts, is I root for him. And I would love for him to get it. Last year, he was horrible. Like, that's it. He was terrible. He did not display a good enough arm.
Yeah, that's why you saw against Tampa.
He did not, you know.
He couldn't keep up with him.
Know what he was looking at when he comes to reading his defenses, all that stuff. He was a terrible quarterback. Now, he could run, and he could freelance a little bit. But when I got a text message that I told you about, and it was simply... I'm going to go find it. But it simply said, the guy's in California. I got a glimpse of your boy, and he looks good. And that was Jalen Hurts working out with Tom House. Now, that means something to me, Junis. And I could take that one text message and completely change my whole outlook.
I'm happy for you, man.
Like, I can take, because part of it's the person that's seen him.
Yeah, I mean, Tom House is a legend.
No. He's telling me the info.
Okay, yeah.
The guy knows what he's talking about. He's tied into that world. So, if the kid can play.
Well, if he plays, that changes everything.
Are you kidding me?
I want him to be the guy.
Yeah, now I'm drumming, let's go, playoffs this year.
Yeah, you got that. I mean, you don't have a secondary still, but...
No, okay, I get it. But you understand my point.
Yeah.
It changes your whole outlook on things. And I got a feeling, just kind
in
of...
In your back?
Oh, I have a feeling. I have a feeling that I'm going to try to convince myself off of that text message, which was, I don't know, maybe 10 words.
You know what you're doing yourself, man.
What am I doing?
You're doing exactly what I did last year when the Sixers lost. You know what you're doing yourself?
Don't make me laugh.
I started the Tunis train. You got the Hurts hoverboard or something. I hope the guy's right. I thought Hurts looked good in the videos that Quincy Avery posted last year when he was going up against no defense.
By the way, I was speaking of love training. I was on my way to the ER yesterday morning or Tuesday morning. I heard our own Pat Egan playing our song.
Okay, Oh, and it wasn't about like the Tunis train or anything.
No.
I mean, listen,
you know what I'm saying. OJ's is ours.
I'm
just saying.
Well, you can't claim the OJ's.
Yes, you can.
Tyrone plays OJ's, backstabber.
Yeah.
You know?
Not really. You know, listen. For certain things you claim.
I mean, the song, specific song is now associated to the Tunis train, so I get it.
You get my point.
Yeah. Like, he can't just play September and not be talking about the Phillies.
There's a couple things that we do. Like, you know, it's cool. Like, get your own damn song. But I don't have to worry about that. Nobody knows where that comes from except me. Tommy Shelby
That was a different show.
I know. I felt like talking about Peaky Blinders. Oh, all right. Let me go back to the...
Did you watch anything during your 2 days, by the way?
Dude, I watched this. What did I watch?
Did you watch Ozark?
No.
I haven't started yet.
Tuesday, I was at the doctor's. All day. And I came home, watched the Phillies.
I'm sure that was a good medicine.
Right, it was Tuesday. Then I watched...
You and your back might have gotten more hits.
Rangers. I was watching the Phillies. And I had hockey on. And last night, I haven't slept in like 3 days. So I kind of was in and out of consciousness. And I had to get a COVID test to make sure...
Yeah.
So I can walk back in here. And the next thing you know, kids. And then, you know, I had to practice. I can't do anything. So I had to sit in the car. Well, he didn't want to practice. And then that was it. And then I watched Phillies and Sixers. That's it. No shows.
Okay.
There's a couple shows I'm dying to watch. The new show I told you about called The Offer.
Yeah, you've been talking about that.
The Godfather, it's a show about the making of The Godfather. I'm dying to see that. I won't do it until after the playoffs.
I'm all caught up to Better Call Saul. It's fantastic.
You are?
It's fantastic.
How about Ozark?
I have not started yet.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch. I mean, it comes down to this series. You know,
now, I don't know. Take it for what you want. Vinny went, on the finale.
I've heard a lot about that, and it bums me out. There's a lot of unhappy people with the
ending. I can't, but I don't even want to get involved with it, you know.
Right.
Until
I'm going to make my own decision.
Exactly.
That's why I don't read reviews, except I watch Patty.
I don't want any giveaways or anything like that. You know, I'm careful not to go in that arena. Big Daddy Do's back. Yo, uh-oh. Big Daddy Do.
Yo, hey, what do you say, Carl?
What's going on, Big Daddy Do?
Yo, Delt Shunas, to take it easy. So you're telling me, because with your shoulder, you're in such pain, we the people may be hearing that cannabis tons. We're going to be hearing cannabis tons? I can't wait to hear that.
It is legal in Jersey now.
Yeah, not yet. Not today, but maybe down the line. You know, I gotta get the slip, I don't know, it's a disc. Serrano's got the discs. It's a herniated disc.
Hey, listen, I was turned on the game last night, and I thought we were going to see the debut of Maxi. I thought he was gonna be the second coming of Michael. And it just didn't happen, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, is there a way, Big Daddy Do, to get you excited for tomorrow? One game, one more time? Do we got it in us? Can we rally?
Well, I'm going to be tuned in because the beast is coming back.
That's my point. Listen, if he's not coming back, then forget it. This team can't win. Right.
He moved around with a mask. We need a tiger right now.
Right.
We need a killer.
Phantom of the Process coming in.
He's
a new superhero. Oh, the mask on. He should always play with a mask on. In fact, now he broke that orbital bone twice. He should perpetually wear a mask.
Playing bubble wrap at this point, man.
One more time, Do.
While I have you on the phone, I want to congratulate the tuner.
Oh, Do, you're a good man.
Thank you.
Listen to me. You remember the last time.
Yeah, be careful.
You remember.
Yeah, be careful.
Tell Tunis, listen to me. I got a king-size pack of double-stuffed Oreos.
Yeah, now he's back. He's gone again.
Did I miss something?
Remember last time he called? It's weird, man.
What?
Last time he called in, he said that I should have my buddies over and we should
drink milk together.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You're a creepy old man all of a sudden. Hey, Daddy.
What?
Yeah.
No, dude. No, dude, you're a creep, man.
I'm not letting back on.
No, dude. Come on, dude.
Yeah, you're a creep.
What are you doing?
He's reached creepy old man status. I'm not afraid to say it.
That's bad.
That's strange, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's,
you're a creepy old man.
I forgot all about that. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't.
No, that's why I had the shock button from the jump. You're a weirdo.
That's off-putting. All right, we're going off the rails, man.
Yeah, he's done.
Yo, dude, what's that about?
We're like Big Daddy Don't. No more, all right? Weird Daddy, okay?
Yeah, let's get back to the Sixers, man. Come on.
Jesus.
I can't get these conversations. Stop.
Screw you, creepo.
Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Tommy.
Yo, man, how you doing, Andrew?
What's up, Tommy?
Sorry,
man. What's up? Not much, man. Talking about the Sixers, it's a shame, like you were saying, that if they would have shot the way they shot in the first two games in the Toronto series, they could have, if nothing else, stole a game here. You know, I think looking at, you know, James Harden, I think he's limited in his ability. I don't know exactly what the issue is. You know, I'm sure him getting ready to turn 33 years old. But there's so much, like you're saying, of a different team without Embiid. He's such a force, man. And, you know, I'm not giving up here, like you're saying, about the culture of Philadelphia. I've been going a long time, but I visit. And, you know, we're always going to fight. We're never going to sell out. And if there's, you know, a breath left in us, we're going to give it, you know, just like Anthony Gargano. You know what I'm saying, brother?
You're the man, Tommy. No, listen, I'm with you. And you know what the shame is, too? Like, I just keep going back to it. And I know that this is going to be a thing. If this is where the season comes to conclusion, I'm going to have a hard time with the sports gods. Like, this is yet another time. Like, we get cursed. There's the fact that, are you kidding me, that he suffers another, like, not one, but his second orbital bone fracture? Are you serious?
Man, it's just like 1987 with the Flyers without Tim Kerr in the finals. I mean, it's just something about the sports gods, man. You know, I truly think, Ant, that the Eagles, I never would have thought I'd seen the day where they won the Super Bowl, man. But I truly think it's from the billions and billions of fans praying in the Delaware Valley.
I know. I hear you. Yes. Because there's no other answer for that. Like, why they won? They shouldn't have won, though. Again, they're way better teams. And somehow they won with that team? With Nick Foles? Somebody told me, I was on one of these national shows. They go, see, you should have stuck with Nick Foles. I go, Nick Foles? I mean, you know, again, he came, it's the clock struck midnight. I don't know. Well, I just was blessed. I love Nick Foles because somehow he won. He had the game of a lifetime.
Greatest day of my life. I don't have a problem with saying it. I've been married a few times and, yeah, I love my kids. But
you sound like a trip, Tommy.
Hey, man, I really appreciate, I'm a new caller to the Fanatic, and let me tell you, I've been trying to put my mark on Philadelphia for the last 10 years on a different deal, but I'm going to be, Lord willing, for the next 10 years on the Fanatic, baby, because I'm going to bring hell, I'm going to bring heat, and I'm going to bring it hard, brother, and I appreciate it.
I like it, Tom. Good stuff, man. Good stuff, dude.
Now, I want Tom in my corner.
Yeah, Tom's strong. Tommy comes in big time. Poor K. Will. He said, don't tease me with that Rocky theme. Because you're, you know, thinking bells. Dude, if I told you Friday was 4 hours, right? Felt like 5 minutes.
Oh, sure it did.
It was amazing. It was unbelievable, Tunis. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, play the song and then also Jordan Davis and A.J. Brown.
It was in one of those days. It was a great day outside.
That's the sick joke. That's why I don't believe any of you are real. You guys did this all, like, there's some sick prank being played on
us. You weren't even here Friday. So,
yeah.
You know.
It's a sick joke. Aha, you enjoying yourself, huh? Are you? Yeah. pull the damn rug from underneath you. Friday night. Friday night, also, we get the news. Late. And if he's got the orbital bone. What?
Does the company frown on this lemon haze?
On the air?
Well, I don't know. If it helps you get through to sit down 4 hours.
I think what they don't know won't hurt them. One of those kind of deals. Listen, you want to be the first one.
Right.
We know a guy.
Yes. I got you.
Probably is now.
Don't make me laugh, dude.
I'm sorry. Laughter is best medicine, they say.
Not in this case. I spy a couple open lines. Grab them, please. We're getting through this, guys. And who knows? Maybe tomorrow night, he's back. The Beast. The Mask. And listen, he lives for stuff like this, too. Superhero to the rescue. I'm a superhero, mother, father. Come on, man. Believe, Tunis. You can believe in Meineke for sure.
Lasso. Come on,
man. You know what I did watch yesterday? I forgot to tell you.
Ted Lasso?
No, I watched. It was awesome. Dude, I fucking forgot to bring it up. It was awesome. I have to admit. Man City.
Oh, okay.
Versus Real Madrid. Did you see what happened? Champions League semifinal.
No, I missed it.
Dude, it was unbelievable, dude. You didn't see it?
No.
So, you know, they do the aggregate goals, right?
Yes, yeah.
So Man City's up 1-0.
Which I think is one of the dumbest rules.
I hear you. I don't understand it either. But listen, hear me out. It was a great drama. Man City's up by one goal. 5-4, 4-3, or whatever it was. So they score. It looks like it's over. They score, you know, late second half. It looks like it's over. But all of a sudden, Real Madrid, bang, bang, wow. As clock, at the end of an extra time, on the precipice of extra time, they go bang, tie it, bang, take the lead, which ties them in the aggregate. And then they got to go extra time.
Dude.
It was freaking outrageous.
Yeah,
that
must have been exciting.
It was awesome. Real Madrid. It's a shame. I was rooting Man City, I think. I don't know. But I didn't really care, so I was just kind of
right.
Like, I was into
enamored by it. Right.
I was into the event. It was tremendous. Tremendous, dude. Listen, that Champions League is something else.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
All right. I told you about Meineke, something else, too. They celebrate 50 years of service and trust. Meineke. Head to Meineke for 50% off brake pads and shoes right now, in fact. Receive $10 off any full synthetic oil change. Now, that comes with a free tire rotation. Check engine light on. Head to Meineke for a free check engine scan. Meineke does it all. Exhaust system, steering and suspension, oil changes, tires and wheels. Family vacation is going to be here sooner than you think. So head to Meineke for a complimentary AC check and a vehicle safety inspection. Meineke for all of your auto repair needs.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12:30 across the Delaware Valley. Don't forget our 12 o'clock hour brought to you by the great people at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Yes. How about it? You can get 0% financing for 72 months and a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more. ServiceFirstHVAC.com. Chunas, one more day. Chunas, get hyped up. Can you do it, Chunas? Can you get hyped up?
I'll get there tomorrow, I guess.
Can you get hyped up, Chunas?
If when
please, Chunas, get hyped up.
If word comes down that Joel Embiid is playing,
I'm telling you, he's going to play.
Okay.
I mean, I'm.
Well, then I'm.
He's playing.
I'm excited for that. I still can't help but think they split at home because I thought that's how the series would go anyway. So then they'd be down 3-1 heading back to Miami, which scares the living crap out of me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would like to see a win to at least start. I'm not going to be totally hyped up, like pounding my chest, but it'll be business time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be more business mode tomorrow than hype, if that makes sense. Like, all right, now's the time. Because I didn't feel good either game. I just thought that if there was a one to steal, it would be game one. I didn't feel necessarily good about it. I would feel good if Embiid's playing tomorrow, that they win one.
I agree. He plays, they're going to win one. If they win one, Chunas.
Right, and that's all that matters.
That's it.
That's how you got to start.
Because then we can worry about Sunday. And then you get the whole thing. Well, look, Miami, you can't beat them with the big boy. You know, Bam can't do what he does with the Embiid in there, running like right. A freaking superhero. Come on, Chunas. Tomorrow, I'm warning you.
Okay.
Better be ready. None of this namby-pamby, you know.
I got you. I'll be here. I'll have the song ready.
Listen, we understand what's in front of us. 4 out of 5. We understand the math. But what's the alternative? You're going to play taps now?
No.
Big guy coming back at least gives you a chance for the game.
The pulse so it comes back a little bit. You don't have a turnstile in the middle in DeAndre Jordan.
Dude, that dude, man.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
That freaked me out, too.
No, he's a creep.
We got in a little conversation during the break.
He's a total creepo.
Come on,
he's done.
Come on, dude.
You know.
What's the matter with you?
You're a freak, if you're still listening. Sicko.
That's weird. Let me go to Joe. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm still optimistic, you know, and we're due. Because Doc is 0-16 when he's down 0-2. You know, it's about time we turn the tables on this. If Embiid's back, he always got hope because that boy changes the floor. It's a different game with him out there.
Exactly. And listen, I mean, everybody understands you got to win 4 or 5 against that team. It's going to be tough. But if you do have Embiid playing, there's a lot of things that they can't do. I will say this. I don't know about you, Joe, this is not homerism or anything else. If Embiid's playing, they're winning one of those two games, if not both.
Oh, definitely. With Embiid, and they'll bring back Lowry, of course, if Embiid plays, which will change a little bit for them, their dynamic. But with Embiid out there, he gives a confidence to everyone else because, let's face it, our bench players have been terrible. I mean, like you said, Thibault, I don't know what the hell.
He's unplayable. You can't even play him now.
How did he get there? I mean, I watched him on the Australian team. I mean, he was bowling.
I think that whole vaccine thing screwed him up.
Hey, that's a good point. I never thought of that. That's a real good point. It might have, you know, because Shake, I know why they call him Shake, because whenever the pressure's on, he shakes in his sneakers. He's terrible.
Yeah, he can't. He's not a real player. Your bench is just awful, right? So you're going to have to figure something out. But that's for the offseason. For now, you know, you got to listen. The one revelation has been Maxie, right? Maxie misses the greatest, man. I love that kid, and he just keeps.
He's our driving force forward, because he plays with enthusiasm.
Yes.
He brings the team together.
Yeah.
He's going to be a superstar.
I'm with you, Joey. It's a great call.
Hey. Have a great one, guys.
You too, buddy. I love him. I do. I can't. Forgive me. I'm watching the game last night, and when he goes to work, I just smile.
Yeah, because he's ours.
I just smile. I root for him. There's something about him that's just so lovable.
Well, he's still a child, right? So, and he just absolutely loves the game of basketball.
I do. I root for him like anything. I do. I really, really. I want to, you know, not just for my own fandom. If you get my point,
mm-hmm.
Like I want to see him. I want to see him do well in his life. He's that kind of dude. Like he's. I love watching him. And he's almost like a. He's a toned down AI.
Yes.
Right. Like he's just like, you know, AI could be a little rough around the edges. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Whereas Max, he's like, you know, he's such a, like, there's an air, there's like an air of, you know, just goodness.
It was so
about him.
When things were going well.
You know, AI is just for real.
Yeah.
You know, I love AI. But
like the boyish charm of Maxie.
Yes.
Remember the play when Harden had that ridiculous bounce pass? I forget if it was game one or two against Toronto.
Game two.
And Maxie finished. And he was mic'd up. And Maxie was like, "You believe in me like that? You trust me like that?" It was just like that.
Yeah,
that
he's the best.
Charm. I'm like, yeah, I love you, Tyrese.
I know.
And then he's also extremely talented, which helps.
Dude,
like everybody loved Matisse Thybulle because he was nice, but he stinks.
He fills it up in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Like he fills it up. All of a sudden, you look around and he's got 24.
And that caller that we had earlier, you agree with him. I do too. He was balling out. And all of a sudden, it was Harden comes back in and the game slowed down. And I'm not anti-James Harden, but he was going off at that point. I would have just kept riding with it.
Yeah.
I would have.
I know. I hear you.
They couldn't stop him.
I get you. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Brian.
Hey, Drew.
What's going on, Brian?
Oh, man. Last time I talked to you guys, I called before game 7 of the Atlanta Hawks series.
I just
wanted to let you know. I might be jinxing on them again tomorrow.
That's not your fault. That wasn't your fault.
Can I spitball a couple of stats I want people to know? George Niang, in the last two games, well, let's not even talk about this game. Let's talk about last game. George Niang and Paul Reed were the only two players, as terrible as George Niang was a game one, he was a terrible. 0-for-7, I think. Yesterday, he shot 50%.
Dude, cool. He played 10 minutes, though. He played 10 minutes. How the hell you foul out 10 minutes? Are you kidding me?
He was the only, besides Paul Reed, he was the only positive.
He played 10 minutes. Like, it drives me insane. I'm going, dude, what is wrong with you?
Literally. And that foul when he threw both of his arms around Desmond, I think it was, to keep him down, and he ended up getting those two free throws.
Yeah, Desmond.
But
you want to
how do you guys feel? I don't know if we're going to get Embiid. I honestly don't know if we're going to get Embiid. Like
I hear he's playing. So, you know, for what it's worth.
If he plays, then I just had a baby. I will give my baby to Embiid if he plays on Monday at this point. I mean, on Friday at this point. Well, how do you guys feel? If he doesn't play, how do you guys feel?
If he doesn't play, they lose.
How do you feel about a Maxi Harden, Niang, Paul Reed lineup? Obviously, we have to start because we know DeAndre Jordan is going to start if Embiid doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not going to. Listen, Bri, he's got to play. He's got to play. If he doesn't play, we got no chance.
If we know anything about being a Philadelphia fan, is that we have to set up ourselves for misery.
I don't want misery. I'm dying of misery. I want joy. The lesson of the Super Bowl said we can have joy.
And I'm only 25. I didn't get to experience the AI finals. Like, I was only 4 years old. You get what I mean? I've been watching second round exit my entire life.
I know you have.
This is literally just every day.
All right, listen, Brian, you got to do me a favor. We got to exercise this thing, all right? You got to call us back Monday. I got to hear from you. You got to get, you can't just, you know, you can't come in tomorrow. You know, remember, it's before. Oh, you got to call us back Monday. You call before game 7. We can't have that.
I jinxed us, though. I think
you
I
didn't jinx. Listen, it wasn't you. It was Ben Simmons. It was not you. All right? You're clean, but you got to hear back from you, all right?
Well, it's also on me for supporting Ben Simmons all those years.
Now, listen, so did I. It's not your fault, all right?
You guys have a good one.
You too, brother.
I'll be back.
Thanks, Brian. You too. Here's the general. What in the world? I can't tell his body language.
Like I said, at 10:12 today, series is over.
Okay. So, general just nods. General, look at me. Look at me. If B plays, they win maybe both. Not just split. They might win both. Okay?
Because they agree with that.
All right. So, now hear me out. So, I'm not telling you they're going to win this series. I'm not telling you that. I heard, you know, get your point. Hear you. However, big man comes back. He's going to come back tomorrow night. And he's going to play. And he comes back. They win. Well, it is one game. Got to win. Got to get hype. Win tomorrow night. Then Miami go, because bam, it beats the game. Adebayo's not doing that. He's not coming close to all that stuff around the basket. All right? All of a sudden, the spacing's fixed. The lanes are fixed. The big man does wonders. He's the sun, and everybody else.
Right, but they're not going to win 4 out of 5 games.
But listen, all I'm saying to you is, before you go that route, because I already dealt with him with it, and I understand it. However, just go with me here. Don't look 4 or 5 games. Just look tomorrow. They win tomorrow, they could win Sunday. They win Sunday, you're not going to be excited on Monday? 2-2? All right. Talk about tomorrow.
But he'll know what's coming.
No. Listen, if Embiid's back and they're 2-2, then they haven't beaten Embiid. Embiid's a superhero. Even now, even more with the mask.
Yeah, I'd be feeling great 2-2.
Come on, General.
I can't lose this battle, General. Thought they'd split in Philly. If I'm proven wrong and they win both in Philly and it's 2-2, I'd be feeling great.
I can't tell you prove wrong what. I can't tell you one way or the other. Obviously, the math's against us. I get it. My only point to you is win one. Go into tomorrow looking to win. Getting hyped for one win. That's it. I see it. There's a million things that we could pick at. But you really feel like dealing with that?
No, I'd rather.
You want to go tomorrow? Just go, man, it's over.
I'd rather have fun. And
I'm not even saying, like,
feeling
you know,
good.
Just kind of rally for one game. Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Oh, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Tommy?
I'm good. It's my first time caller.
Well, really welcome, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys, and even the guys in the morning, Kincaid, listening to them, going to work. I listen to you guys usually leaving work and heading to school. I listen to you guys every day, damn near.
Where are you going to school?
Oh, well, I'm at Ohio State Career School right now.
Nice. Good for you, brother.
Thank you. But I need to get, I got to tell you something, my man. You got a lot in life to be happy about. You know that?
Yes.
I heard you saying on there that tomorrow's all business. And then Friday you'll be hyped. I think you said that. All I know is that when you go to work, some days you got to be at work, business, and you got to be hyped at the same time. Both days.
Yeah. So you know the rhythm, Tommy. I've been doing this a long time. The rhythm is this. Like, you can't get people out of this. Like, I look at the general Tyrone. And the general's down. Like, the general's got no.
Over there.
He's got nothing, right? Like, he's got nothing. Chuda's got nothing. I don't even have anything, right? But we're allowed to have this after the way it looked last night, again, being down 2-0.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow's the day where we rally. Are you going to be with us tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I might have to call again tomorrow.
I think you got to call tomorrow and get hyped.
Okay.
Are you get hyped with me tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. That's
easy.
That's all right. Well, no, it's not easy. Look, I got to try to get these guys out of it. Tomorrow we got to do, listen, it's for the people. We got to get everybody excited for one game. Because if the Beast is back, they can win one game. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, see, but you see how, like, we're all down in the dumps. Imagine the players. We're just watching. Imagine I played county basketball, high school basketball in my life.
imagine when you lose again, how sad they're feeling.
Yeah.
They got to have some, they got to have somebody in there with a competitive spirit and get hyped up. It's sad to say that. Yeah. I think like Doc Rivers won't even get anybody hyped like that. I watched
Dr. Rarty?
No, Doc Rivers.
I know, I'm just joking, making a joke. Because Joe Girardi's such a freaking...
Girardi's trash too, but that's different. I just see the other teams and all spark. Even their ninth dude that comes in, eighth guy on Phoenix, whatever, Jay Crowder comes in.
I know.
He starts, but they play so hype. I watch the Sixers, everybody's all sad. It was like just playing bad except Tyrese. And Tobias is playing good.
Tobias playing real well. I feel you. All right, it's about tomorrow. New lease tomorrow, all right? I'll talk to you then. All right, buddy.
Thank you.
You got it, Tommy. It's not like Girardi's going to get you all hyped up.
No.
Is he an inspirational cat?
No. And, like, listen, I don't need the manager to be doing speeches and stuff, but... Like,
right.
There's one thing... So you hope show he's a, like you have a pulse on.
Well, you hope he's alive. Out. That's the thing.
Yeah, like I don't know if he is.
No, Bernie's got more life than he does.
Right. I'm serious. I think the eyelids are painted. I don't know what he's doing in that dugout, man.
I don't know either. Yeah. Oh.
I watched that Phillies team.
I vote for Castellanos to be player manager.
Player manager. I mean,
he's got stoned. Castellanos. He's the guy with life.
Dude, if they win
the both, some life, man.
If they win both games against the Rangers, they're above 500 going into this four-game series with the Mets. They lose both. They're now 11-14, and it's not like the Mets stink. So if you drop 3 or 4 to the Mets,
they're going to win this.
You're 12-17.
Starts tonight, they win. You like them tonight? All right.
Sure.
Let me go to across the pond. Sam is in England. Sammy.
Hey, hey, Tunis, how are you guys?
What's up, Sammy boy?
Oh, man. Tired from watching late night basketball. It isn't very good at the moment, right? Oh, man. We need Embiid back, don't we, tomorrow? I really hope so, because it's been awful, hasn't it, the last two games?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's dreadful. It's not even awful. It's dreadful. It's penny dreadful. You watch that. You watch them without Embiid, you're like, oh, my God. Maxi Tobias playing incredible.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed, like you said earlier, about Maxi not touching the ball after looking really good, and then it's like back to Harden, and you know, I really hope Harden's just adjusting to more of a Chris Paul as he gets older, and maybe trying to distribute more rather than shooting and trying to. He's lost that step, I think, and I think that's why the game's slowing down. But it was clear that Miami just couldn't handle. Like, when I was last over, when we beat Miami and there was no JoJo and no Harden, Max took over that game and they didn't have no answer for him then. And I know regular season is different to playoffs, but it was clear then that Maxi had the upper hand on Miami and they haven't got an answer for him. So you've got to utilise him more. And Harris, like you say, Harris has been the MVP of the playoffs, I think, you know, across the two series, you know, and Fibles been awful, and I mean, I could have made some of the shots Danny Green's missed and Yang in the first two games, so you know, it's a bit embarrassing when that happens. But I'm hoping, man, that Embiid's back tomorrow. You're giving me hope that you're saying he is, so
yeah, no, I think he's playing. I hear he's playing, so he's plays, you know, it's a whole different thing,
yeah, exactly. And you look at that game last night, you said the Man City game, right, with Real Madrid, like. 2-0 down. They're 2-0 down on the first leg. They concede a goal. It's then 3-0. They weren't thinking, I've got to score two goals to take the stretch. They're trying to score.
Just get the one. Right.
I'm worried. Then, and it's the same with the Raps. You know, yeah. This is going to happen to us. You know, Raptors did it to us. We were 2-0 up. We thought it was going to be easy game. Series over. They worried us. If we can shake them and make it a real dodgy,
right.
You know, random injury like we've had with Embiid to the face. And then it's game back on. So, like you say, take one game at a time, and then we can get back into this series.
Are they freaking out, Man City people?
Yeah, my real dad's a Man City fan, so he wasn't happy last night. Not happy at all. So, yeah, he was not happy. He texted me saying, yeah, I've got bets. He won his bet, though. He did Man City to go 1-0 up and then Real Madrid to win. And he did it the other way around. But, yeah, he was a bit upset that... that they lost, because I mean Liverpool now want to win 4 trophies, and that'll be the first time it's ever been done. So, so yeah, they're going to create sporting history.
Why you think they're going to win?
Yeah, I think Liverpool will win it all now. So. And I'm like Liverpool, man. I mean, my friend who's a Sixers fan, a Liverpool fan, he's coming over next week to my son's christening, and he's going to be a godparent.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But we like Sixers, but we don't agree on soccer. That's the one. And he's a Mets fan as well. So
Keep him away from the we hate the Mets.
Well,
Sammy, root him in, man. Come on, buddy.
We will.
All right. Good man. See you, brother. It's my man, Sam, from England. All right. We still got a big hour ahead. Cuz ready with the tunis. Listen, I know you've tried all the usual weight loss gimmicks, right? Counted points, no carbs, just protein, drank nothing but shakes. And it works to a time, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore cuz none of it works. One call. That's what it does. 855-5NJ-DIET. That's what you got to know. 855-5NJ-DIET. Because with NJ Diet, you will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's it. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. The NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off. You're not sure if you can do it alone, right? Guess what? NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. All right? You're going to be, get the doctor's personal email and phone number. You'll be all hooked up. Trust me. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery, no dreaded prepackaged foods. Locations close by in Delaware. Right there, Newark. You got it. Cherry Hill. You got it right there. King of Prussia, right over here. Or from home, live, online, video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET. Go to njdiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, thanks again to our buddies from Primo Hoagies. They're dropping all the best hoagies in the area to promote National Hoagie Day. Get $6.99 Primo-sized Italian turkey and cheese or ham and cheese hoagies all day. For those reward members, visit PrimoHoagies.com for all the details. Well, well, well. How do you feel, Tunis? Any better at all? 3 hours into this cathartic meeting?
No. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I gotta.
This is what it is now. You know this is a cathartic meeting.
Like tomorrow.
This is a Philadelphia sports fans anonymous.
Like I got a tweet from Clayton. Get off the radio with the negativity. Just like they won two at home, so can we. One game at a time. You are killing the people. If Embiid is back, we have a chance. Believe. Listen. Tomorrow I'll get a little bit more excited. They just lost yesterday. Like this is reaction day.
Clayton.
And it was awful.
Shh. Calm down. Calm.
God.
Shh. Clayton. Let me address Clayton. Listen, you can't get on my man. All right. Today is the day to react. All right. Tomorrow's the day to summon all the strength. Trust me, Clayton, tomorrow we'll have you smiling tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day to summon all that energy. And you're right, Clayton. Series shifts to Philadelphia. The Embiid's back in any shape gives us hope. And we'll explore all that hope tomorrow for sure. Today, people still need to get over last night. Last night,
it's not like last night was fun.
Too fresh. See, now we're going on the one day off thing. Like the rhythm, remember, it was off, it was game, off game. Now it's game off game.
Right.
So the schedule's heightened.
Yeah. I'll have a different tone tomorrow, a little bit different. I'm not going to be feeling that great, I'll be honest.
I'm not telling you to feel great. I'm just going to tell you.
It's business.
Yeah.
Game day.
And don't bring me down. If you want to feel like you want to, tomorrow, you can't bring me down.
All right, I'll try not to.
All right. Or I'll
duct tape my mouth shut.
Tomorrow, you just either, you don't say nothing. I don't care if you're a mute. Just don't bring me down tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Today, it's cathartic.
I can always fade down my mic like this, and then you can't.
Yeah, okay, can't do that.
Anymore.
Right. You could do that tomorrow. But tomorrow, we got no choice. It's one game. That's it. They lose tomorrow night, it's over. So that's, and then Monday, we're on to the off season, which is terrible.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then we get to, you know, again, we're going to be frustrated Phillies now. It's a big weekend, too.
Yeah, four games.
Four games against his team.
Who just beat in a series. So.
And no hit you.
Yeah, combined.
Can they win three or four in this series?
No. Yeah, yes.
So
they can.
I mean, I want to see Nola go out and pitch a gem. I mean, how many times we say this?
Here's his problem. This is a big spot, right?
Yeah.
This is a big spot. And he usually clams up.
But it's the first game. It's still, how big is it? It's May the 5th.
You got to stop the bleeding.
Cinco de Mayo.
You got to stop the bleeding. You just lost two straight to the Rangers after losing 2-3 to the Mets. This is a Band-Aid.
I know.
Stop the bleeding tonight.
But you can't be paralyzed by it's such a big game. Because tomorrow night, you hit Scherzer Sunday night. You face him again tomorrow night. I don't think you're going to hit him like you hit him Sunday night.
No.
And you got Bassett Saturday.
Yep, sounds about right.
Who's looking good.
Yeah, I wanted him.
And then Sunday, Carlos Carrasco. One-time Philly farmhand.
Yep.
And then you got no wheels. You had wheels yesterday.
Yeah, 78 pitches. You pulled them.
Squandered wheels.
Thanks, Joe.
Really?
Come on, man. If he's not feeling it, then you pull him. I get it. You want to be smart and safe. But if he says, yo, coach, I'm dealing right now.
Yeah, leave me alone, Skip. Go back to sleep. Go back to bed, Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
Joe, they love it, Joe. Joey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Joe. Yo, Joe.
How are you guys?
What's going on, buddy?
Man, I'm just gone summer vacation and nothing better than listening to you guys' show. You know?
My man. What are your plans?
Anyway. Oh, well, I don't know. I got some internship stuff got to line up. I'm young, you know. I got to figure myself out. Got some time, though.
Nice, dude. That's fantastic.
Anyways, what I want to talk about, did you guys see Chris Paul last night? I've been watching the NBA for, you know, only 15 conscious years, and the only thing I can remember is he gets buckets and he wins games. What is it going to take for Tyrese Maxey to, you know, age like a fine wine and mature to a player like Chris Paul?
Well, they're different, really different type of players, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for.
I mean, if you look at Chris Paul, you know, 3 minutes into the game, he flips a switch, becomes a leader. He knows exactly what to do. He knows exactly where to be, and he just gets buckets. You know, and I feel like we're still looking at James Harden to be that guy. I don't know if he'll ever be that guy on the Sixers. You know, when is it time for Maxey to be that guy?
Here's the thing. So you got to, first of all, Maxey is not a point guard.
True.
So Chris Paul's not a good analogy for Maxey. Now, Chris Paul's a wonderful analogy for James Harden. Because I thought you misspoke and were thinking about Harden, which is why I asked you the further question. Harden needs to be Chris Paul. He needs to go get a regimen, follow the regimen, go, you know, we got the Fountain Youth Forum, and, you know, take next year and build himself up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's got to do, because he can't carry you anymore. He can't take over a game anymore. So he needs to be Chris Paul, take care of his body, facilitate, and on nights you feel it, you do it. Right? Maxie is AI light, or whatever how you want to call it. He's a two guard who is going to score, who's going to up and down, give you his pace. He's borderline superstar. He's about to blossom.
I agree with you, man. One other thing. I think Tobias Harris, you know, he's gotten my entire respect. The man is a dog. He's gritty. He wants to win. He's putting everything on that floor. I'll never doubt him again. I think he really, you know, he's giving it his all. But I think the Heat are just so deep. I think that team is developed, and I think their bench is going to outshine our bench. But the fandom of the process is going to rise and come save us, and I'd like the Sixers in game three.
There you go, brother. That's all you need, Joey. Thank
you. One at home, you know, maybe take game four, tied up in
three. I'll tell you what. You know what you got? Forgive me that. I'm going to get you a hoagie.
Oh.
All right? A primo hoagie. Just remember, hold on. I'm going to get you a primo gift card, all right?
Awesome, man.
You got it, brother. Happy summer vacation.
Okay, more than one, $25.
Yeah, man.
That's a couple of
hoagies,
man. Today,
in fact, $6.99 primo size hoagies to celebrate National Hoagie Day.
That's nice for, you know, he's a college kid, right?
Yeah.
Probably use the gift card. That's awesome.
Up at Temple, you know? We love Temple.
Temple proud, man.
Yes, we do, buddy. Let's go to the Klaus. Klaus, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hello, Klaus. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Just at work here at lunchtime.
How'd you get the name Klaus? It's an interesting name.
I got named from my own German soccer fan, so I got named from a soccer player.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah. How are you guys?
You know, I mean, I'm in serious pain. Other than that, you know, Julius is bummed out. Man. We're kind of like, you know, a ragtag. Yeah, we're a ragtag duo.
Yeah, literally right before you guys were talking about Chris Paul and the James Harden analogy, I was literally talking to my coworker about it. I'm like, dude, how is Chris Paul? Because Chris Paul has been my favorite player growing up watching basketball.
Yeah, I love Chris Paul, too.
Always a Sixers fan, you know, so just watching him, he's still able to do it. He was never known as a scorer, never was a top leading scorer in the NBA ever. But every time in the fourth quarter, he always gets it done for his team, whether Devin Booker is there or not.
Yeah, no, listen, Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer.
But the thing that is bugging me the most is our bench. If you look at, like, the playoffs of the teams that are left over right now, it's both the Western Conference top four teams and the Eastern Conference top four teams. And if you look at any of those teams' bench, you add Shake Milton to their team, you add a George Niang onto that team, I don't think they're playing a single minute.
No. Shake definitely's not. No.
You know, Furkan Korkmaz, he's not playing a single minute. None of those players are going to be playing a single minute.
No,
we have coming off the bench.
Right. I mean, the problem is, and I played 11 guys in the first quarter. Oh my God! Game one, played 9 yesterday. I don't get it. I listen. I hear you. I don't understand it.
That's where, like, I want to have hope. I've always had hope for this team, but
here you go. When Embiid's different, though.
Yeah, of course.
With Embiid, everything changes.
And to be honest, the Miami Heat doesn't scare me as much as the Celtics and the Bucks.
No, listen. First of all, please. They're not that good. The Bucks or the Celtics win. I want the Bucks to sweep them. But, you know, listen, Sixers, if Embiid's healthy, they win one, maybe both those games.
And even if you look at Miami, who are their top two players? Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. Embiid is better than Bam. And if James Harden was playing like he was a couple months ago, he's better than Jimmy Butler. But right now, I don't know what's going on.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you, Klaus. Hey, listen, Klaus, just worry about tomorrow night. It's all you can do, all right?
I will. Yeah, we're probably going to get a win. We're going to win at home.
I hope so, buddy. Can they win? You get the Embiid back? You can win one game. It starts there. That's it. Starts there. If I moved the wrong way, if... It feels like your electric shocks, Junis?
Yes.
It feels like, yeah, like that.
Like maybe you might actually
radiates through your
need
body.
The electroshock therapy. I had that on my arm once. It was awesome. It made my fingers move. Like, it was crazy.
That's electric stim.
Yes. But I got the shock.
You got me shot, dude. You got me
maybe
shot.
Maybe you need a nice like hot sauna or something.
I need more than that, Holmes. Brandon, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic brand.
What's going on, man? How's everything, sir?
How you feeling, Brandon? What you think?
I'm all right, man. I disappointing loss last night, but, man, Maxie played beautifully, man. Maxie played beautifully. I went out there and did his thing. It rubbed me the wrong way when the guy a couple calls ago compared him to Chris Paul. I said, Chris Paul, no, Maxie's a go-getter.
I know.
He's a Viking, man.
Yes.
And he has the greatest attitude ever.
Yeah, he does. I love it. He's a Viking. Seriously, I was talking about him about a half hour ago. Just how much I love to watch him play.
Right. Absolutely, man. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get in the funk or anything.
No.
If you lose the ball, he'll go back down there and try again. Hustle. The hustle king, man. The people who kill me, man, of course, are the people who kill everybody, man. Of course, you know, James Harden, we wish he plays better. You know what I'm saying? I wish he gets more aggressive on offense, but it's just like, what can you do? You know, we keep hoping and wishing for the same thing, but nothing ever happens. But, sheesh, man. I don't know, man. I'm feeling real good about Friday, though. Man, I'm feeling real good. I feel like we got a chance with Embiid, man. I'm always optimistic. I was optimistic yesterday until, you know, George and Yang doesn't make any shots.
Dude, how about you know what's nuts? Fouls you out in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Right, Timmy, he played 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, come
Top
on.
Cheese on defense. If everyone switches, whoever he's sticking, they switch to him. They're going right at him. Every team we play.
I mean seriously, like, you got to roll out that lineup. You got Danny Green can't hit a shot, right?
No.
He's 1 for 10. You got to try. Like, how do you 1 for 10?
What can we do in the other
And
guys?
Then Thibel, forget about it. He's unplayable now.
Right. Yep.
That's why the Embiid comes back and all of a sudden the other powers come to life.
Right.
That's
and
it.
Then the other guys who we want production from, they're balling, man. James Harden's not exactly what we wanted. We wanted 30. We got 20 from him. That's not bad, man.
Tobias and Maxie. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Listen, I love you, Tobias. Maxie's a Viking, and you got a good spirit. Do me a favor. Have a primo on me tonight for dinner, all right?
I appreciate that, my man. Thank you.
Hold on, buddy.
I want to bring something up. I forgot to mention this earlier to you when we talked about Grant Hill.
Yeah, G Hill.
He clearly never watched the Sixers.
No idea who the Sixers are. None.
So, did you hear?
No idea.
How glowingly he spoke of Furkan Korkmaz yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's got a lot of talent. I really like this kid.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Because in garbage time of game one, he made like 3 buckets.
Yeah.
And so he comes out and gains. See, I'm glad they're giving this man. I like the stuff that Korkmaz brings. Dude, you didn't watch a freaking second of the Sixers this year.
No idea. He's got no idea.
These guys get paid so much money.
No idea. Listen,
every sport.
Listen, all that job is a, you know, it's look. He's Grant Hill. He got to his name alone. That's what that is.
Yep.
That's the, you know, here, sell the name. Oh, it's Grant Hill. Oh, Grant Hill. Until Grant Hill doesn't mean anything, which will happen in about, you know, 5 years, 7 years. And it's only the great color analysts who stay with you. Have you noticed?
Yeah, of course.
It's only the Aikmans. Like, you got guys that stay with it.
Yeah.
That are great.
But
there's a lot of dudes that come in this thing and they don't do any homework. Like, Grant Hill didn't do any homework.
No.
He didn't know the Sixers. He's not doing anything. Dude, he gives you platitudes.
Shot below 30% from three this year. If you just looked at the stat sheet for the season, you'd see that, and you go, wow, this guy can't shoot.
Right. Well, all it does is gives you these overarching platitudes.
Yes. Remember Jonathan Vilma when he was doing one of the Eagles games?
Yeah.
Doug Peterson, who ran the ball five times a game?
Yeah.
He started the game with 3 straight runs, and Vilma was like, well, if you've ever watched Doug Peterson, the way he coaches, you know they're a run-heavy offense.
Yeah, no, you have not watched, obviously.
Liar. And then the next 12 plays were passes.
You know what the biggest misconception is?
That they know that the athletes know the sport?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. I once had a guy who I loved, diminish Brady as his system quarterback.
What, a former player?
Yes.
Oh.
I went,
what?
System quarterback. What are you talking about? He's a system quarterback.
I don't know what he's thinking today.
Right. Like, does he work within his own system? Yes. But it was said as though it was like
demeaning.
Yes. Like anybody could. It's all because his success is all predicated in that.
Yes.
And I love the guy, so I didn't want to, whatever. But, he's not watching games. Like, you guys aren't watching. That's the thing. Like, listen, I respect it. Like, you could tell me more about, I don't know, whatever position you play at. But overarching, you got to put the work in to watch games and look at stuff. And Grainhill's not doing that.
No. Korkmaz is.
Yeah, I mean, the minute he's talking about Korkmaz and Shake.
How much he loves them.
Slop. Yeah.
Come on now.
Are you kidding me?
How you feeling?
And meds have worn off, Junis. You got anything?
Got one more.
You got anything I can smoke?
I got. I can give you a little extra Advil. That's all I got on me, man.
610-632-0975.
Fall guy.
One more.
I don't think he's fall.
One more. One more segment.
I did live in Manhunt for 5 years, so.
Hey, Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day, and this Saturday is Kentucky Derby Day at Parks Racing, brought to you by the Pennsylvania Horse Racing Association and the Pennsylvania Thoroughbred Horsemen Association. So they're going to have a great party Saturday over at Parks Racing in Bensalem. It's going to be fun event for the entire family. It's going to be ready. You're going to get hats, not just great horse racing, and win prizes, derby hats. That's what it's known for. So they're going to have a huge derby hat party. 5 categories. Ladies, the gents, the children, the fashionable duo, and the most creative. And you can win prizes. Yes. Bring your inner fashionista. They went up to a $250 Visa gift card. Gift cards to Chickies and Pete's. All kinds of other great prizes. All from the Pennsylvania Horse Racing Association. It's Derby time at Parks Racing in Bensalem this Saturday, May 7th. Free family fun for kids of all ages. Gates open 10 a.m. Live racing post time at 12:05 p.m. All ages welcome. Visit letsgoracing.com. That's letsgoracing.com. Got to be 21 to place wagers. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.130 across the Delaware Valley. Junos,
what's up?
I gotta say this. Is the playoffs, NHL playoffs started the last couple days? And the NHL playoffs is just scintillating.
It's electric,
right? Like, yeah. I'll be honest with you. Like, the two best things I saw, that Champions League game was unbelievable. That stuff's thrilling. That game, when it's played like that at its height, with a lot on the line,
and you really don't have much of a rooting interest, so that, like,
I have no interest.
It's just theater, right?
I'm like, I was trying not to move because I did, whatever. I'm just laying there trying to be still. And so I got that on, and I'm like, wow, man, this is just high entertainment, you know? Because every rush up the field, you know, was game changing.
Right, of course, yeah.
It's like hockey, like, you know, the game, you know, they're wild. Pretty wild. I'm glad Carolina's winning.
Yeah, I miss playoff hockey.
Well, I hate the Bruins
here in Philadelphia.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up. That it's just incorrigible that they missed the playoffs again. That the state of this team is where it is.
There's no direction. I don't know where the end is. I don't know where the end is in sight.
No, there is no direction. That's the point. There is no direction. You know, you thought, listen, this fan base has patience. It's got it. Exhibit A is the process. So we thought we were going through simultaneous processes with Hextall and Hextall. And what happened? You didn't even get Embiid and Simmons out of it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You lucked out with Maxey.
You didn't get anything like that. Now we're sitting there with nothing.
Flyers got Nolan Patrick.
And I look to the future and I go, my God, I mean, will they ever win ever again?
I don't know. They had the huge loss. Sam Moran, he retired after busting up his knee again. That was a first-round pick in 2013.
Dude, I don't even know what to think about their future.
Yeah, I mean, they had the gall to say that they're a player away.
Ooh. Yeah, McKinnon.
Yeah, or Gretzky's coming back, you know, 40 years
that
younger.
That line, yeah, McKinnon ranting them. Like, they need Landeskog.
Yeah, cool,
they need they need that whole line.
It's a great hockey name, by the way, Landeskog.
Yeah. Watch the Lance, you go, wow. You watch Edmonton.
Yeah.
How about Toronto, Tampa?
That's
wow,
great.
That's hockey. A freaking Tampa. Are you kidding me that they get a hockey team? We're stuck with this crew, and they get that.
Hmm?
That makes me angry, dude.
And they have a farm system in baseball.
Yeah.
And they somehow win Super Bowls.
Yeah. All right, win one game. Win one game. That'll put us back in a better mood. Win one game. Win one game. Just say it to me. Say it with me, Tunis. Win one game. That's all you need. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Anthony. Tunis, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Michael?
Are you guys ready? I'm going to try to feel better. So, everybody thought we would steal a one game, right? Out of Miami. Right?
Yep.
Everybody thought we were going to at least take one. So I don't care if it's Friday night or Sunday. Whenever Embiid comes back, we're going to win four in a row. And here's why I say that. We played two bad games in Toronto. Well, two bad games to Toronto. One at home, one on the road. Right? And what did we do? We came back after Embiid's injury. He got used to the injury, and we annihilated them.
Okay.
Game six, right?
Right.
So we had two bad games in Miami. Whenever Embiid comes back, I don't care if
my stomach because I waited too long.
Right.
Because I'm an idiot. But the first night, so they stitch your feet up. And the first.
You're right. Listen, I do think.
Go ahead.
No, I feel good if Embiid's playing. I really do. Now, you know, I don't know about winning four straight, but I do feel good that he's. Him back changes the whole scope of everything.
Exactly. It's going to. Good it is, see? They thought. Well, what'd you think when everybody was saying, "Oh, we're gonna be the first history first team in history to
lose the
after going down 3-0. Yeah. Right? So we're going to reverse that. If we go down 3...
Let's not go down 3-0, okay? Because I think he's coming back tomorrow night. If they go down 3-0, they can't win. I mean, I'm not going to go with... That's insane.
I believe they can.
Okay. Well, let's not skip over game 3, because they can win game 3.
No. I'm saying if he comes back game 3, we're winning 4 in a row. Anyway,
I got you.
We're gonna win in 6, or we're going to win in 7. Period. That's my belief.
I like it.
That's what I think. Because of past history. They got the 2 bad games out the way.
You know what, Mike? Go ahead, Mike. I like it.
Yeah.
Leave.
They got their 2
You're
bad
my
games
man.
Out of the way, didn't they?
Well, you're going to call me Monday, right? I want to hear from you on Monday.
Oh, no, you hear from me, Don. I'm not going to run from this.
No. I want you to. I'm not saying for anything other than you get me hyped up.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I believe we can do 4.
Listen, I like your spirit. You got a good spirit, Michael. God bless you.
It,
all right, buddy.
Yeah.
Take it easy. He's got a spirit. Listen, I don't think you're going to win 4 straight, but whatever. Just, again, win tomorrow. That's it. If B comes back, you win tomorrow. Another Mike, you're on 97.5. Kevin. Hello, Kev.
Yo, Ed, what's going on?
How you feel, Kev?
I'm feeling great. I really think that with the MVP coming back, we can win tomorrow. And once we win tomorrow, it's like, let's see what happens.
Exactly.
It's not a series until a home team loses a game.
That's the truth. That's truth.
We haven't lost a game at home yet. So I'm telling Chunas, it's going to be okay. And I'm going to do this anyway. We lost 2 games in a row, but I'm going to say, Chunas, I'm going to be the first in the day and say, play the dang song, man. We're going to be okay.
Chunas! Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
We're going to be okay, man. One game at a time. That's all we got to do.
Kevin. I love that, Kevin.
So, I don't know about 4.
One game at a time. I'm with you, Kev. You're
all
my man. Good stuff, baby.
I'll be talking to y'all. All right.
Thank you, Kev. See that? One game. That's what I'm saying to you, Chunas. Is that just go? Listen, forget about the series. But we're not going to drag around all day tomorrow. Well, you're quiet. Is that what you're heeding what I said?
No, I got you.
I told Chunas earlier. I don't hear that. You have nothing good to say tomorrow.
I will duct tape my mouth shut.
You just be quiet and trap up.
I will duct tape my mouth shut.
Because you can't ruin my game. This might be all I got is tomorrow night. Right.
Be like the cheat teacher in Charlie
Listen,
Brown.
That might be all I got tomorrow night is game 3.
We all got
and,
we all need.
And then, you know, they lose that game. It's a long-ass summer. It's a summer of Joe Girard.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's only May. Like, come on, man.
I know.
We haven't reached summer yet. It's spring.
I need 6s, man. I need some more. Listen, I'm a football head as much as the next guy, but come on, man. We need this. This is going on for years now, dude. Years. They got to win, Chunas. And we got the stinking Mets. Freaking hate that team.
Mm-hmm. And you know that creeps are going to come to Philadelphia.
Oh, God. They're all going to descend. Oh.
It's going to be and sellout crowds.
Yeah.
60% Mets fans.
I know. Oh. Scherzer. Oh, God, I hate them.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
They're the absolute
worst. They really are. You know what's amazing is that I was in another life forced to cover that team.
Yeah, I imagine.
Which was making my bones. You want to talk about paying your dues. How'd you like to have to cover the team you hate?
Yeah, it's got to suck.
Who cares about Philly? Oh, they thought Philadelphia was like an outpost.
It was their armpit.
Yeah, they thought Philadelphia was like, you know, Virginia, like a small town in Virginia. Philadelphia, Philly.
That was New York.
You know, yeah, they ain't doing nothing doing it. And they would, oh, it was the worst. And guess what? There was no bigger toilet than Shea Stadium.
Imagine.
And that part of Queens before the hipsters got to it. G Mama, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Hi, G Mama.
So, listen,
listen, guys. Anthe, I love how you said that Joel is a superstar, especially with the mask on, because that's what I've been thinking.
He's a superhero. Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be a superhero. He's going to make everybody so afraid of him being back on the court. And even though they lost, there were some guys on that team, Maxi, you know, number one, who stayed in the game regardless of the rest of their team who wasn't doing anything. And so we have to, like, be happy about that, because when Joel's back and those other guys are going to step it up and do their thing, there's such a good chance to win. There's such a good chance. And as far as the Phillies go...
I like that. I like T-Mama. Yeah. I like that. Like, again, you just get one. You get one, the whole series could be different. Who knows?
That's it. And the masked bandit, that's what he's going to be. And so...
Phantom of the Process.
Yeah. And as far as the Phillies go, I think they might beat the Mets, because even though the Mets are playing well, they're not playing clean out of their bullpen. They're really not. So... I think the Phillies are going to pull the series out. I really do. Maybe they'll lose one game. That's my prediction. And I want to say, go Rangers.
I can't do that stuff. Not today, sweetheart. I love you, G-Mama. I hope listen, we hate Pittsburgh, too, and I hope you're happy. But I can't go. I can't. Not today. No, not with the Mets in town.
No, you don't have to do it. And I'm rooting for Philly.
I know. I hear you. I appreciate that. Listen, I know you're loyal. I know you're a loyal subject. So
I am a loyal.
I know you are.
I love you guys.
We love you too, G-Mom. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great day.
Wait, have I missed this? Is she a New York fan?
She's from New York. She's born and raised in New York.
Oh, I must have missed that one.
No, listen. She was born. We have a lot of people from New York that come down and they want to be part of the family. So we welcome them into the family.
When you say go Rangers, it makes you feel a little queasy.
Well, it's why, listen, her heart's in the right.
I appreciate you for stopping that.
Her heart's in the right place. Leave it alone. Leave it be. Don't listen. We got bigger fish. Yes, you know what I'm saying?
It's true. Fish that say Pittsburgh.
We got bigger fish. That's another one. Speaking of the.
Shame.
You do know it. The vibes ended.
Shame.
That's when it all started, dude. If Dr. J had Embiid's back, the orbital bone would be fine.
Yeah.
Well, now, Doc.
Yeah.
Now that you see the Sixers are worthless without Joel, Julius.
I mean, Doc is a fink.
Yes.
And not the good fink.
Not the good fink.
He's a fink. It's a shame. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Michael.
Hey, hello. What's going on, man? Love the show.
Thank you, Mikey. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, I just want to confirm. If you're going to play tomorrow, I mean, like, you can see even the tone change in the national media. Now they realize the Sixers are way better than they talk, because even Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, they all say, yo, if Embiid was playing, yo, I don't know, Sixers gonna should have won the series. Even,
yes.
Stephen A. Smith saying that today, he say, yo, so they realize that Miami is not all that good. And if you remember, Giannis swept them, 2 years ago. So, and the player is the same, Hero, Bala, Bam. Those guys are not being tested. So what I'm saying is this, if Embiid play tomorrow, you know, Embiid, what he does is the pounding. Those guys going to be exhausted by game two, game three. And as you can see, Tobias and Maxi are winning the matchup.
Yes. I love you, Mike. Mike, I love you, Mike. You get me excited. You get me. It's hurting, but you're getting me excited, man. You're right. I agree with you, Michael.
Yo, so what I'm saying is this is my equation seven, and if Embiid is still healthy, yo, we might gonna win it on a game seven, man. This is gonna be revisit of 2019 Raptors versus Sixers. Last time they got Kawhi, he got those bounce. This time is gonna be our time, man. Because Jimmy.
Oh, I love you. I love you. Jimmy will choke again. Jimmy's out. Bleep Jimmy, Mike. I love it. Michael, you are an MVP.
All right, man. 6-7.
All right. Monday, I need to hear from you Monday. I might need to hear from you tomorrow because you got me pumped up, man. Good man, Michael. Thank you.
All right, man. I got you.
Thanks, brother. Now, that my man was, he was on. He's right, too. Max is winning his matchup. Tobias winning his matchup. You get, all of a sudden, Bam's not doing anything against Phantom of the Process.
No.
Stay out of the middle now, Bam. What are you going to do now, Bam? Bam's not coming in no paint.
No. No, Embiid eats Bam's lunch.
Yes.
Which is why I thought they'd win the series.
Right.
Until the news broke on Friday night. That ruined my life. My fear is obviously that they can't come from behind the 2-0 hole. But if they can win one tomorrow, which I think they can, all right, then they got to just win the next one.
Yes.
One game at a time.
That's all I'm telling you.
I know.
There you go.
I know.
You're parroting my philosophy. I'm proud of you.
But I also believed before. Okay. I'll just shut my mouth.
Stop with it.
I'll shut my mouth.
Just stay the course.
I got you. Mouth shut.
There you go. J-Dub, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic JW.
Yo, Ann, I love your show, and Chiz, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
What's going on, J-Dub?
Yo, you got to understand, those two games, if we stole one of them, it would be great. But honestly, if you're coming from the Heat side, it's a very winnable game. So I give to my day only won by 16, 14 points. And like the other caller said, Tobias won his matchup, and Maxi won his matchup.
Yes.
But once Joel Embiid comes back on Friday, they want to keep their defense honest and create wide open shots for all these shooters. And I'm telling you, George Niang's going to step up. He's going to shoot better than 1-for-10. So I have all the hopes in the world we come back and win on Friday. And at that point, it's 2-1, right?
Yep.
Just take one game at a time.
Yep.
Anything could happen.
That's right.
Like,
listen, if you're up 2-1, you win tomorrow night, then you play Sunday, and, you know, you're going to be excited, you're going to be hopeful, and all of a sudden, Miami's going to go, all right, well, we haven't beaten Embiid yet. We beat them, but we have not beaten the Embiid.
Exactly, and he's watching the game. He's angry. He's going to come in Friday fired up. Trust me, they're going to win Friday and come back on Sunday. I don't think it's going to get to game 6. But game 7, we're going to win it. 100%. Have hope, cheer up, and tune in, play the freaking song!
Hey, let go, J-Dub! Dude, how about J-Dub come giving... Lit Mike, JW? You've had some great callers this hour. It's been just ridiculous. T-Mama, everybody's been just fired up. It's a tough crowd, man. Listen, We take it serious. I don't care what anybody says. There is no fan base at all that can fight through all this.
No.
You kidding me? These fans, you think Miami fans, first of all, they don't even show up, right?
Oh, it's been like, I know it's usually slow filling up. It's been bad.
Yeah, that place. Are you kidding me?
I felt good actually at the beginning of the game yesterday saying, well, there's really no home court advantage here, so maybe the Sixers can pull this one out.
Yeah, they're not. Listen, they got no fans. They rode the LeBron. Rode the LeBron thing and all. Stop.
That's it's been so hard to cheer for LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh.
That's not a sports town. Come on now. That's not a sports town. Look, these people here. They can take it on the chin. And they keep coming back. Hey, Jan, you better take a look at this. He's still coming. Well, I guess. In the scene. Oh. Wait, what? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Curtis? Yes. I do know what you're talking about.
Let's go. All right. Stay tuned. We got the general coming up next. Connor and Jen. Everybody, we love you. Thanks for hanging, man. Big day tomorrow. We'll see you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.